Eitz Hadas was chita, so wheat used to grow on trees. So maybe even though Bizman Hazeh no longer grows on trees, maybe we should still be able to say Bar Pihu Eitz, at least B'Yevet, we should be Yotzei. So the Mishnah says no, that if you say Bar Pihu Eitz on any vegetable or grain, including wheat, you're not Yotzei. Kamash Malon, the Gemara says on the last line, when do you say Bar Pihu Eitz? Hechem Barachin Bar Pihu Eitz, when do you say? When you rip off the fruits from the tree, the branches are still there, remain behind. And next year, the same branch will bear new fruits. But if you rip off the fruits from the tree, the branches are not there, that it should give off new fruits. That's the reason why on wheat, it doesn't qualify for Bar Pihu Eitz. So according to the definition given by the Gemara, this should include berries that grow on bushes as well. So that's what Tosis talks about. We had the whole sugya at the beginning of the perek was assuming called the Tikkun Rabbanan came there, I said Tikkun, that the even though the topic of Birchas Hanenin, whether you say Bar Priyoitz or Bar Priyadomo, whether you say Shahakol, the whole topic is all the Rabbanan, it's not a din deraisa. Nonetheless, called the Tikkun Rabbanan came there, I said Tikkun. Has to be patterned after dinim deraisa. So some of the dinim deraisa are hilchas hafroshas maisris. Some of the dinim deraisa are dinay orlo. Whatever is subject to orlo is a pri. Whatever is not subject to orlo is a hoadoma. Only orlo has only peris leilon. Kisavoya ha'aretz and the titan call eitz michael. Only what grows on the tree is chayv and orlo. And the Gemara introduced the machlekes of Akiva and the other tanaim on lamed vav and med aleph. About which chelik of the tzlaf is misaser. Also, we compared it to Hilchas Yom Kippurim, what's called Michael, what's not called Michael. So the dinim derabbanon of Birchas Hanenin, that pattern after dinim derais. What's talk on the level of derais? The berries that grow on a bush, do they have the status of fruits? Do they have the status of vegetables? So that was the machlekes Beisilul and Beishamai. Beisilul say, ain't klein bekerim. They still say, that was five lines from the bottom of Lamed Vav and Aleph, that Slav grows on a bush, and the bush is Dinu Kitri, but Torah Svadai, Bein Lahakal, Bein Lahakmer. So therefore, if you have an orange tree next to a pear tree, next to another kind of a tree, there's no din of Kaloyim at all. Kaloyim Kerem for sure not. But even Kaloyim Zerayim, there's no issue of Kaloyim Zerayim. Kaloyim Zerayim, according to Tosis, Kaloyim Zerayim is an issa deraisa. So that's only if you grow vegetables near each other. But if you plant different trees near each other, there's no issa kloizraim. The only issa there'll be klayim by trees, they do harkovah. If you break off a branch from one tree and you attach it to another tree, and you're going to have a blend of the two different fruits. So that'll be an issa deraisa. That issa deraisa even applies to chutzlords. We assume that issa deraisa even applies to bnei noach. That's machloik zatanoim and masecha sanhedrin, the sugya bnei noach. And the Rambam and the Shach and Yerudei, it passed like that Tana, that's even an Issa deraisa minigir to goyim, harkovas ilonis. But to plant one tree near another tree, that even mutter in Eretz Yisrael, there's no problem at all. So Beisilul are of the opinion that a bush is dinik a tree, bein lahokal bein lahachma. Beishamai were mesupik. So they said, since tzlaf is a berry that grows on a bush, it's not a full fledged tree, it's not a tall tree that you can climb up on, so they were mesupik. So they zil hachaluchumer. That's how the Gemara says two lines from the bottom. Bishamai sepukim misaf kalu, babdi hachaluchumer, hachaluchumer. So they said, benegir to klayim, maybe it does make an isa klayim, maybe it's dinaki vegetable. But benegir to elevi elemorim, shechai biorla, benegir to orla, you have to go luchumer, it's dinaki tree. That we paskin la loche. We paskin is not a suffix. We paskin like Beisilul, that beteres vadai, berries that grow on a bush. Adinam Kitri, so therefore you're supposed to say Bari Pihoitz, Lachatrili say on berries Bari Pihoitz. So that's what Tosis points out. The bottom Tosis, on Memam and Aleph, Me'acha Mashma, the Tosim, Tosma berries, the grown bushes, Kaitzman, Tzichon, Varachalem, Bari Pihoitz. Yeah, because the branches of the bush remain from year to year, and the new berries next year are going to grow on the same branch that the berries grew this year. That's how we pass them like Beisilul, that a bush is considered Dina Kitri. Yeah. On the Shailiz, that taste is dug up by Yerushalmi, that maybe a Yerushalmi inclined, maybe if it grows on a thorn bush, maybe that's different. Maybe it loses its chus to be called a tree. Okay, so you should say Havadom. whatever grows on a thorn bush should be hu adama. But if it grows on a normal bush, then it's going to be hu eitz. That's the halacha.
Yeah.
In Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber gives you an Arabic word for some kind of a fruit that grows on a tree. So in the modern Mishnah Berurah, they have translations on the bottom of the page. So they write banana. Mechaber is talking about a banana. Chacham Avadye writes that that word in Arabic, fenaltein, he says that word means a banana. So a banana is a machlekes. The Torah quotes a machlekes about a banana tree. The reason why, because it's a tall tree, you can climb up on it, but then at the end of the season, the whole tree collapses, and the branches do not remain from year to year, that next year the bananas are going to grow on the same branches. The roots remain below the ground. And next year the roots will cause a whole new tree to grow up above the ground. And the new tree will bear fruit. So that's a question, how literally do you take the Gemara here? The Gemara says, when do you say, Baruch Pratz, when you rip off the fruits, Isile Gavza, the branches are still there. And those branches will grow fruits next year. So the branches are not there. The other mafik that it should grow on that branch. So if you take the Gemara literally, then a banana tree is not supposed to be white. But other Rishonim say, nah, it doesn't mean that. It just means you don't have to plant it anew. A tree, as opposed to vegetables, means once it's planted, and every year it's going to grow. It doesn't necessarily have to mean the new fruits next year are going to be growing on the same branches that the fruits grew this year. The whole tree collapses. Same thing, pineapple tree. There are a couple of other trees like that. Very tall tree, you can climb up on it. You're not going to fall down. But then at the end of the season, the whole tree collapses. The roots remain below the ground. And then next season, a whole new tree is going to grow up. So some Rishonim took the Gemara literally. So they say that bananas don't qualify for ha'etz. And other Rishonim said, no, it doesn't mean that. So in order to play it safe, so the Mechaber says, she say, hu adama. What if b'di'evit, the person went ahead and said bar pi white? So if b'di'evit, you should say sofik brachas la'akel. You should say that is yaitzi with the ha'etz. So I think Rabbi Kivega says like that. Whenever it's a sofik white, sofik ha'adama, so l'chatchil you say ha'adama to make sure that that you yaitzi. B'di'evit, if you said ha'etz, you can't tell him to say another brach. Okay. Then the Mishnah says, if a person says shahakal on anything, so b'di'evit, he's yaitzi. So the Gemara has a machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. How do you pass them whenever you have a machlekes Rav Huna, Rav Yochanan? So Tosfos already educated us on the previous daf on Lamed Tes on the base. There was a machlekes Ptisin Ushleimin, machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. So Tosfos says, Rav Rav Yochanan halachik Rav Yochanan, v'koshken gabi Rav Huna, that he was talmidei Rav. That for sure we should pass them like Rav Yochanan. So Tosfos passes over. In case you forgot from Lamed Tes on the base, the stomach, they must have had some shiurim where they went very slowly. So there was a month pause in between Lamed Tes on the base and Mem on the base. We just read it yesterday, no? So in case someone forgot, so Tosfos chazes again. Rabbi Yechanan Amar v'chein halacha, Rabbi Yechanan halacha, Rabbi Yechanan koshkan gab Rav Huna shu'i tamid shel Rav. They chazed the same thing that they wrote on the previous daf. Yeah, what's the machlokes? What about pas v'yayin? You know that pas v'yayin are special, as the Chachamim Institute is special brachas. The Mishnah says, special dinim for pas, special dinim for yayin, special brachas. So maybe this din, if the yevid yoytze with shakal nimidvam, maybe it shouldn't apply to pas v'yayin. What does it mean, let's say, according to Rav Huna? If you're eating pas v'yayin and you say shakal nimidvam, you're not yoytze, mean you're in violation of the din, also the honest men olam hazeh, b'lai brachas. It's hard to believe. The Pashta says that he probably agrees with Rav Yochanan, that mitzad the din of birchas hanenin, also, the Hanus Menorah Mazeb Loi Brochim Mistama, the Shaka will be sufficient. But he said, there's a new din. Rashi quotes Tvinni Gemara. Rashi writes, the top line on Mem and Beis, Kidi Amin, Likamon, Shigorim, Brochas Harbili Atzma, Bikidish, Bahavdola, or Bibirchas Chasanim. That Yayin has a Hashivis that sometimes you recite Bar Pi Agofen, even though you're not really interested in drinking the wine. A Brocha Lakos. There's an institution of a Brocha Lakos. So that shows that Bar Pi Agofen is not only recited as a Birchas Hanenin, Bar Pi Agofen is sometimes recited as a Birchas HaShevach. Let's say a person says Kiddush and Avdolah, and then the din is that Hamavarach Tzorch Sheyitam. Why is Hamavarach Tzorch Sheyitam? So we spoke a little bit yesterday. There seems to be two different explanations in the Rishonim. The Rashi in Erevin and Daf Mem on the base writes, because if you're going to say Kiddush Avdolah over a cup of wine, you're not going to drink it. So it's going to look funny. It's going to look as if he said the Bar Pi Agofen unnecessarily. The other Rishonim say differently. No, Amavroch Tzor Shiyitim. If he doesn't drink the wine, so it's not called a Brocha Lakos. Not because it'll look strange. Gnaihu Lakos. Rashi writes there, and the Rishonim quote that. The Rishonim, Nachman, they all place emphasis on that Rashi in Erev and Daf Mem and Beis. Gnaihu Lakos Shal Brocha. It's a Gnai if no one's going to drink it. So others say, no, what kind of Gnai? If you don't drink the wine, it's not called a Brocha Lakos. By definition, somebody has to drink the wine. The whole idea of Brocha Lakos is not just holding the kos. Holding the kos, saying the Baragov and the Kiddush, then you put it down. So what did the holding accomplish that we had? Taisa said like that. Taisa said, it's conceivable that on the level of the Raisa, Kiddush requires Alayayin. Kiddush Alayayin is the Raisa. Habarach Tzach Shiyitim Zonim the Rabban. So Taisa conceives of such a possibility of a Brocha Lakos without drinking the wine. Rashi also conceives. He said, you say Kiddush Alayayin, you put down the cup, you don't drink it. The reason why you have to drink is that's a different reason. Not because you want to make it into a bracha. Gnaihu l'koshal bracha if you're not going to drink it. Gnaihu, it'll look as if the bracha was said unnecessarily. Yeah. What's the din? Let's say in the following case, a person said Kiddush and he says bar piagofen, and he says the whole Kiddush in his yaitzei, and then before he has a chance to drink the wine, he spills the whole cup of wine. Accidentally, he spills the whole cup of wine. The text is quoted from the Talmud Yerushalmi that if a person was eating a turmeh, ahu turmeso. Taisus on Lamates and Aleph, the last 10 lines in Vata Le Shiura. So Taisus says if the person is eating a turmes, he says the bracha over the fruit. Then he drops in it, it's rolling in cement and mud, and he can't eat it. He wants to have another turmes, he has to say another bracha all over again. So the same by Kiddush, let's say. The person says Kiddush. He only plans to drink that cup of wine, doesn't plan to drink any extra wine. And after he finishes saying the Kiddush, before he has the chance to drink, and he spills out the whole cup of wine. So what would you say in such a case? Would he say, really, the way Rashi says, Amborach Tzor Shiyitim, is that it shouldn't be a gnai for the Koshal Brocha, that the Brocha should be said, it looked like a Brocha Shein Tzricha. So he already spilled the wine. So what do you want him to do now? So if he's going to fill up, so Mechaber quotes the Rishonim, you should fill up the cup of wine again and say another Parapiyagof and then drink it. That's called Brach Alakos. A Brach Alakos is not only to drink from the Koshal Bracha. The Koshal Bracha is not only that cup of wine that you were holding at the time that you recited the Kiddush and Havdalah. If you fill up a cup of wine afterwards in conjunction with the Brach Alakos, that's also called Koshal Bracha. When you drink that wine, it's also called drinking a Koshal Bracha. In Shulchan Aruch, the Vilna Gaon gives you in the Makkah, there's a Gemara later in... There's a Gemara later. On Nun Aleph on the base. The end of Perek Shlosha Shachlu. The last narrow line before the wide lines. So the Gemara says about how important prior to that. The Gemara says how proper it is that you should send the Kol Shel Bracha to your wife. Yeah, on the fourth line from the top, on Nun Aleph and Beis. U'mishagroi la'anshe beiso b'matona ke'echet t'tizbarech divisim. You should give the Kol Shel Bracha to your wife, that it should be a bracha. So u'lelik l'lebei Rav Nachman korech rifto, they said amoitzi. Baruch Bichas Mezayna, he said Bichas Hamazon. Yayv Lekasa the Bichas of the Rav Nachman. After he benched Mezuman, after they benched, they gave the Kosher Baruch to Rav Nachman. Amalei Rav Nachman, the Shadamar Kasa the Bichas of the Yalta. Should he give it to his wife that she should drink it? So he has a whole discussion. Should you send it to his wife? So his wife was a tough cookie. So the Gemara says on the last narrow line, Shoma Yalta, Koma Bezihara. Yalta was all upset. Why they didn't send her the Koshal Bracha? She deserves to get the Koshal Bracha. She got angry, Kama Biziara, she got up in a kas. Also Lebei Chamra, she went to the wine cellar, whatever, to the wine attic, also Lebei Chamra, wherever it was. V'tara Dala Mea Dani De Chamra. So she smashed 400 barrels of wine. And she drank all the wine that she wanted, I guess. Amalei Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, hey, she's all upset. Neshada Lamar Kasa Achrina. We better send her a Koshal Bracha. So he said, Sholach lo, kol hai navga de bichasahi. She was ready yotze kosher bracha. So she smashed 400 barrels of wine. She drank some of the wine there. So it will be yotze kosher bracha. So the question is, do you take that benichusa? That's a halachic statement, or he's kidding? She already smashed 400 barrels of wine. What more do you want us to do? So in Shulchan Aruch they quote his benichusa, that since she was upset, why they didn't send her a kosher bracha? And she smashed open a barrel of wine and she drank that wine. So that's also called drinking from the kosher bracha. Any kosher bracha that, any kosher yain that you fill up after you finish the kiddush and avdalah, you fill up another kosher yain and you drink it in conjunction with the bracha alakos. So that's also called drinking a kosher bracha. So that's why they say, that's why it says in Shulchan Aruch, if you finish the kiddush and avdalah, you didn't take a sip yet, and the din is on brach tzar sheyitom. So they assume that you're not yoytze. They assume Shulchan Aruch is not like Rashi, Gnaihu l'kosher bracha. They assume it's not called a bracha lakos if you don't drink some of the wine. Somebody has to drink the wine in conjunction with the kiddush of the Havdalah. So the whole cup of wine spilled accidentally, so you have to fill it again and take a sip. You have to say Bor Piagofen again because of the din of the Turmisa. And then when you sip some of that wine, that's considered, you don't have to repeat the kiddush. You don't have to repeat the kiddush. That's considered. He said kiddush ala kos. He said bracha ala kos, and then he drinks from the second kos. That's considered drinking from a kosher bracha, based on that gemara nun aleph and base. That any cup of wine that you drink, if I'm going to say kiddush without a cup of wine, then I'll fill up a cup of wine later. Let's say I'll say kiddush in the reverse order. Machlekes b'sham yisil. What's the correct order for kiddush in perek el dvar? So b'sham say first you say kiddush, then you say bar piagov. We pass like b'sil. First, you say Bar Piagof, and then you say Kiddush. What's it did? But yeah, but I did like Bishama. By mistake, a guy says Kiddush, and then he says Bar Piagof, and at the end. So, but yeah, but you yoyt say the whole machleg of Shaman Basil is Lachatchila, like Tadim Shaina Tadim Mekudish, Shaina Mekudish. What's the correct order to fulfill two mitzvahs? Should you do first A and then B? Or should you do B and then A? But yeah, but if you did it out of order, you're also yoyt say. So that the fact that you say Bar Piagof and after the Kiddush B'diyevet, you would be Yotze. So let's say I'll say Kiddush Shalom Al Akos, then I'll fill a cup of wine later, I'll say Bar Piagof. So the fact that I say Bar Piagof and after the Kiddush, that's not a Chisaron. But the Shad is I wasn't holding a cup of wine at the time that I recited the Kiddush. I said Kiddush without, and then I take out the Bech, I rinse it out, I fill it up with wine, I say Bar Piagof and I drink it. So fine, that's considered a Kosher Bracha, you see from that Gemara. A cup of wine that you fill up in connection with the bracha is called kosher bracha. Yeah, but he didn't say the kiddush ala yayin. You have to have that at the time of reciting the bracha, the kiddush l'avdala b'chas chasanim, he's holding a kos of yayin, and even if that spills, you fill another cup up, so that's called shtias kosher bracha. But if there was no kosher bracha to begin with, so then the cup of wine that he fills up later on is not considered a hemshech of the original kosher bracha. So let's say over here, what's the reason why ham baruch tzar sheyitom? So if he say that by definition it's not called a bracha lakos unless somebody sips the wine. So if he spilled out the whole cup of wine, so we understand why the Shulchan Aruch says you have to fill up another kos, say another bar piagofen, that's a din of turmiso, Yerushalmi. He didn't plan to have another cup of wine. That's a din of turmiso. So then you'll drink that wine, so you'll be, I'd say, the bracha lakos. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. But if you hold like Rashi, that they made such a fuss about, the Rashi and Erevin, that the reason why you have the Baruch Tzor Shiyitam, the Baruch HaLakos HiYotze, but the Baruch HaGofen and the Kiddush HaLayayin, the Raisa, the Rabban and the Yotze, even if you don't drink the wine. The dinner drinking the wine is a different reason. Gnai hu l'kosha bracha. It's a gnai if you're not going to drink. And what a bit of Yevet if you won't drink? Let's say, how much do you have to drink? On Baruch Tzor Shiyitam, how much? The Gemara says, Malay Lugmav. Very often people drink less than Malay Lugmav. So Dor HaShulchan raises the issue, are you Yotze or not? So Drezi thinks that you are Yotze. He thinks that the Malay Lugmav Zomil HaTchila says, because everybody does it like the Havdalah, nobody drinks the Malay Lugmav. So he says that he thinks that you are Yotze B'Riyev. So they say, no, you're not Yotze even B'Riyev. You have to drink a Malay Lugmav. So from Rashi would appear, even if you don't drink at all, you're really Yotze the Koshal Bracha. Just, it's a Genayu, the Koshal Bracha. The Kiddush consists of the Bar Piagofen with the Kiddush, and then no one's going to drink it, so it's going to look as if the bracha was a bracha of Atola. It really isn't. It's going to look as if it, what if you spilled out all the wine? So it turns out it was a bracha of Atola. There's a quote to Yerushalmi. You got to say, Baruch Shem, Kvod Mechusim, Nal Voed. The chayin adin, whenever you say a bracha levatol, you got to say bracha shem pohazal. So it is a bracha levatol. So what are you going to gain by filling up another cup of wine and taking a sip? You'll gain, you'll be drinking from a kosher bracha. Okay, that's a separate inyan. But will you gain that now that you drank from the kosher bracha, now you're yotze the kiddush? And if you won't drink from the second cup that you fill up, you're not yotze the kiddush. That's why it says in Shulchan Aruch. But according to Rashi, it shouldn't be so. According to that Rashi in Erevin, it's just a psadin lachatchila, genayhu the kosher bracha, to leave the bracha as if it were a bracha shein etzvicha. But here, mamash was a bracha levatol. So you're not going to be misakin the genai by filling up another cup. So l'chor, it's two different shitas, two different opinions about what is hambarach tzor shiitam all about. So let's say, according to that Rashi in Erevin, that hambarach tzor shiitam is not because that's a definition of a kosher bracha. You take a sip of wine, and in conjunction with the lachayim, in conjunction with drinking the pleasant tasting wine, you recite Kiddush Avdol. No. Bracha lakos is even if nobody takes a sip at all, you yotze. So I take a reason. So what kind of business is it that you're saying Bar Pri Hagafen, no one's drinking the wine? The answer is Bar Pri Hagafen is not only a Birchas Hanenin. That's what we're learning, Perek about Birchas Hanenin. Bar Pri Hagafen has another dimension, Epsa Birchas Shevach. And in connection with Kiddush, you say Bar Pri Hagafen even if no one's going to drink it. A Bracha Tzor Shiitam is a secondary din. That it shouldn't look like a Genai Halakosha Bracha, shouldn't look as if it's a Bracha Shein Tzvicha. But it's not really a Bracha Levatola. Even if nobody drinks it, it also wouldn't be a Bracha Levatola. So that's where Rashi quotes over here, on the top line of Mem Base. Rashi's referring to the Gemara later. The Gemara says a person is in the middle of a meal, so they serve chicken, and then they serve vegetables, and then they serve lakshin kugel. So he doesn't say mizaynus on the lakshin kugel. It doesn't say ho'adama on the vegetable. It doesn't say shahakal on the chicken. It doesn't say brachas on all the things. Dvarim haboy machmas hasude is covered. That's a machlekes Rashi, and tells what it means. So Rashi says only if you eat it together with bread. The way we eat bread in the beginning of the meal. You don't eat bread with every course. According to Rashi, you probably would have to say brachas. We follow Taisus. Taisus disagrees here. The Taisus me'malaf and me'beis hilchaso. Pirish bekuntris lelapish b'mesapas. Einim tunim brocha. Only if you eat every course in the meal together with your nibble a little bit of bread together. And Taisus says v'loy nehira. We don't follow that Rashi. We say if you sam waits in the beginning of the meal, it's a din of ikar and tofel, and everything you eat in the middle of the meal is considered a tofel. So whatever you eat in the middle of the meal doesn't need a brocha. What if you're thirsty? You drink some water. What if you have some orange juice? What if you have whatever, another kind of a drink in the middle, everything is covered, except for wine. So the Gemara says, wine, manishtana, why is wine different from the others? So Rashi quotes from the Gemara, shekein garim bracha liatzmo. What does it mean? That sometimes you say, bar pri hagafen, over a cup of wine, even though you're not really interested in drinking at all, namely kiddush avdol and birchas chasanim. So what does it mean? What does it mean? It means, dvarim haboy machmas hasudi, you don't have to say a bracha mitam hilchas birchas anenin. You're not in violation of Hamavach, not in violation of the din of Asim Ahanis Menorah Mazeh B'loi Brocha. It's covered with the Hamaitzi in the beginning of the meal. But if it's wine, so wine needs a Bar Pri Hagafen for, even if it's not Mitam Luchas Bichas Anen, even if I'm saying Kiddush, I'm not interested in drinking the wine Bichlal. The Chachamim were mistaken, you should say Bar Pri Hagafen sometimes as a Bichas Shevach. So here also, if you drink wine in the middle of the meal, the Pashtus says that Mitam Bichas Anen, and you're covered. He's thirsty. He says, instead of drinking water, he drinks wine. The water is all polluted. The water is full of bugs, whatever. So he wants to drink wine. So wine is the Dvarim Haboy Machmas Hasudah. It's a mitam bichasanen, and it's covered. But mitam, same as over here. If you say shahakal on the wine, mitam bichasanen, and you're covered. Akulam ibich shahakal yatsa. But you have to repeat the bracha again. You have to say Bar Pri Hagafen again, because Bar Pri Hagafen has an added dimension. It says, whenever you have wine, even if you're not drinking it, you got to say a Bar Pri Hagafen. Kiddush and Avdolah, you're not even interested in drinking it. So here he is interested in drinking it, even though he said Shahakal, and he's covered Mitam, Hamavar Tzor Shiitam, he still has to say the Bar Pri Hagafen again. That's how the first Mandama says. That's what Rav Huna says. Chutz mena pasa mena yayin. Yayin we know is different. And pas is even fancy shmancy. It's more choshev than yayin. So pas for sure has a special din. But we don't paskin like that. The Gemara Mem Beis that he's quoting, that we do paskin like. Anything else in the middle of the meal doesn't require a bracha except for yayin shekein garim bracha liatzmo, that we do paskin like. But over here we don't paskin like Rav Huna, even though it's very similar to that Gemara.
Why is the case of Tosos, why is that necessarily a raya to our case? In Tarnasa, was he interested in eating many of them? He's probably just interested in eating that one, and it dropped, so he wanted to get a new one. when it comes to birchas hayayim for a meal for a Shabbos, so maybe we're planning on having 10 cups.
Yeah, Tormas says machlokes harishayin, machlokes mechaba and the Ramot. Well, we learned that Taisvis, so we discussed it a little bit. Mechaba says even if you plan to eat more than one Tormas, the bracha is only chal on the first one. Baharaya, if you talk in between the bracha and the first nibble of turmasa that you eat, you got to repeat the bracha. But after you swallow the first bit of a turmasa, then you can eat the rest. You're allowed to talk lechatchil. So you see, the bracha is only mitztaref to the first bit. So whatever you plan to eat first, whatever you plan to bite into first, that's what the bracha is chala. So if that dropped and he picks up a different turmasa, even though he had in mind to eat that too, but the bracha was never going to be chala now. The bracha was only going to be chala in the first one. The rest was going to be muta b'li bracha, like ikir and tofel. If you say a bracha on the ikir, you're permitted to eat the tofel without a bracha. It's not that the barpi adam is chala on the butter and the salt on top of the potato. The barpi adam is chala on the potato, and the butter and the salt is muta b'li bracha, like the rest of the potatoes. But, and the Rambam says not so.
Aren't there shittas that if the tofel is not in front of the agreement lady, you have to make a bracha? Taste on the dollar.
So that the tafel was
not there at the time, and that the
bracha was there.
Mashma, that it's a plate
there. That the bracha on the ikka pshat is there. I don't know.
Yeah.
It wasn't there even though he plans to eat it. He plans to eat it later.
And the pas. He didn't know that it's going to be something. He made the pas, when he ate the pas, he didn't know that he's going to be thirsty. When he ate the lich, he didn't know that he's going to need the pas. If it's an automatic thing like greater, then Masha confesses that you need the.
This is Lahoyadea. He didn't. At the time he said that bracha, he didn't. It's not called a nikir and a tofel. If he plans to eat the tofel, then I say birchalika potasatfelo. If he didn't plan to eat the tofel, he changes his mind later, so then the tofel does require a bracha. Okay. Doesn't contradict.
Tafel was not in front of you when you made the bracha on the ikur. It wasn't in front of you.
Yeah, even though he had in mind that he's going to eat it with the tafel.
No, if he had in mind, I think, then it doesn't eat the bracha. That's the same as the people front of
it. Yeah.
But he didn't have in mind.
Okay. So why does that necessarily indicate that the bracha is chala on the tofel? Maybe the pshat is that the tofel, whatever was tofel at the time of reciting, whatever he intended should be a tofel at the time that he says the bracha. So that tofel doesn't need a bracha. Multiple bracha. But if he didn't intend at that time, so you can't say everything in the world is going to be called a tofel later on. He has to have in mind that that's going to be.
And now I'm eating it as a tofel. If the logic is that if I'm eating something as a tofel, it doesn't require a bracha, what's the difference when I made the first bracha? Whether I have one or not. Now I'm eating it as a
tofel
just to take away salty taste.
It depends on the Shas HaBracha. Tofel is determined by the Shas HaBracha. Whatever was a tofel at the time of the bracha.
It's not determined by the achilah.
Maybe not.
I'm eating it. I'm only eating it to take away the salty taste. Why does it need a bracha? If I need the first bracha to pater it, then it makes sense.
Yeah, but it's hard to say, how can the first bracha pater it? He says, Bar Pihuetz. How can it be that it's going to pater bread? How can it be that Ho'adoma is going to pater the butter with the salt? It's not Ho'adoma.
Maybe if you have a tofel, that the tofel becomes part of the ikur. It doesn't have a name of its own. It just assumes into the ikur.
But what he eats later also doesn't. Let's say the ikur itself. He says Ho'adoma on the potato. So we assume that bracha is only chal on the first bit of potato. The rest of his mutter, the rest of the potato, the bracha is not chal on because he talks. He's permitted lachatchila to talk. The rest is mutter b'li bracha. So the tofel is also mutter b'li bracha. It's only if he had a mind to eat it. If he didn't, if at the time of bracha he didn't have a mind to eat the tofel, So it doesn't fall under this category of tofa. So that's Rav Huna. Rav Huna, Rashi makes a similarity to the Gemara later on Daf Mem Beis. On Mem Beis, the Gemara is talking about Yain Shebetoch Hasuda. Even though whatever is Dvarim Haboyim Machmas Hasuda in the middle of the meal is covered with Hamoitzi, it's an Ika, Din of Iker and Tofel, but Yain is not covered with the Hamoitzi. Why not? Ait Mamash Tofel. So the Gemara says, Shekem Garim Brochali Atzma, I mean Garim Brochali Atzma, Kiddush and Avdolah. So that's like Rashi explained in Erev and Afmem, that the Bar Piagofen over the Kiddush and Abdallah is not simply a Bichas Hanenin. No, Hamborach Tzach Shittim is not that it shouldn't really be a Brachal of Atola. It's not a Brachal of Atola. You can say Kiddush without drinking also. L'chor, according to Rashi, if you wouldn't drink at all, you would also be Yotzei. Not just what the Aruch HaShulchan says, even if you have less than a Malay Lugma of Yotzei. Even if you wouldn't drink at all, l'chor, you would be Yotzei. And if you spilled out the whole cup, Mistama Rashi would not say you have to fill up another cup. The din in the Shulchan Aruch is probably not like Rashi. Rashi says the reason why you have to tzor shi'itom is l'chatchila, it shouldn't be a gnai for the kosher bracha. It shouldn't look as if he's saying a bracha shein etzvicha bar piagot. But strictly speaking, it's not a bracha shein etzvicha. That's what Rav Huna says. If he says shahakal on wine and passes even mochosh than wine, shahakal on passing yayin, mistama b'diyevet, it covers the din of asa l'hanus menorah l'mazeh b'lay bracha. But you still have to say another bracha because of sanudin. Anudin, Bichas HaShevach, the Torah is Bichas HaShevach. Rabbi Yochanan says we don't hold like that. And that's what Taisa says, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan.
Why does Rashi, it's only an explanation
for Yayin,
but
Pasi
doesn't explain
it. Pasi is more than Yayin. The Hamaitzian Pasi is more than Yayin.
But he's not talking about the bracha, he's talking about the fact that it's going to mother brothers.
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't need it,
but
Pasi don't have that.
Yeah. He's quoting the Gemara later. The Gemara later is talking about drinking yain b'toch hasuda. The Gemara can't talk about eating bread b'toch hasuda. Eating bread is said amotzi already. So the Gemara says this rationale, garim brach liatzmo, that's the rationale for yain. So Rashi is just saying, Rav Huna, that the pas is a kavachamer for yain. That if yain has such a chashivis that he instituted it as a bichas hashevach, so amotzi lachmanot is also like that. Same issue. The only thing is that the Gemara has the din we paskin in Arabic Pesachim. The Gemara has a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. Do you require that Kiddush should be recited by Mokum Suda? So we paskin Kiddush has to be by Mokum Suda. So if the person will say Hamoitzi on Lechem and then he won't eat any Suda, then the Gemara says you have to repeat the Kiddush. If he said Kiddush and then the candles blow out and then he doesn't want to eat there because it's dark and he moves to a totally different location in order to eat his meal. So the Gemara says you got to repeat the Kiddush again. So it's never gemult the Shaila.
You have the things, you know, but you won't have the pas. You need a Suda, but the definition of Suda is a pas is only with pas. In other words, it's got everything in all the. Somebody, a dog came as natural.
The dog comes and takes the pas. And then he eats. The Hilly cake means the Hilly cake. Yeah. So in Shulchan Aruch we make that it is called Kiddush Mamach Masuda. So what would be the din? So Mustama Rashi would say it's good? Okay. Rashi would say it's good. That's a shaila, whether we accept that opinion or not. That's a machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch. The din of Kiddush Mamach Masuda, what is the nature of that din? So the Rashbam there in Arvi Pesachim, the Gemara has machlokes Rav Shmuel. Is there a requirement that Kiddush has to be recited by Mamach Masuda? Well, not necessarily so. So we pass on Lalach, ain't Kiddush Ala Mamach Masuda. We only hear it's a Kiddush if it's in the same place where the Suda is going to be. So the Rashbam has two pshatim. What's the Gedor HaDin? Is the Din of Kiddush Mamakum Suda a Din in the Suda or a Din in the Kiddush? Is it that the Yayin that's coming in conjunction with a whole meal is Chashev a Yayin? Yayin that comes by itself is not Chashev a Yayin. So you want to give a Hashivas to the Yayin, so yeah, that's why you require Kiddush Mamakum Suda. Or should you say, no, it's a Din in the Suda. You're not Yotzei Suda Shabbos. Unless you kaber the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbos. You have to have Kiddush in advance and say Ritzei at the end. That's what we were learning yesterday when we were discussing the Ri. And Daf Mem Tesam and Beis, the Ri is Mesupik, whether Shalashudis needs Pas. So if you hold the Shalashudis is good enough, Mini Targima, and if you would have said Bar Nefoshes after the Shalashudis would have been sufficient, you don't mention Ritzei in Bar Nefoshes. So then even if you had bread and you forgot to say Ritzei, you wouldn't have to repeat the Birchas HaMazon. The reason why you repeat the Birchas HaMazon if one forgot Ritzei is not because you're not Yotzei the benching. No, the benching, you're Yotzei. You're not Yotzei the Suda. But if the Suda, you could have been Yotze without pas, you could have been Yotze with Vira Tagime, you wouldn't have said, you wouldn't have mentioned Haskaras Kedusha Sayyayim in the Bracha Achrayna. And even if you had bread and you forgot to Ritzeh, you can't say that it's not Yotze the Suda. You see that the Haskaras Kedusha Sayyayim in the Bracha Achrayna is not Likuvim being Kaveh the Suda L'Shem Suda Shabbos. So that's so we were assuming yesterday that you need two things to be Kaveh the Suda L'Shem Suda Shabbos. You need a Kiddush in advance by Friday night and Shabbos morning. Shabbos Shudas, we don't say Kiddush. So you need the Kiddush in advance, and then you need the Haskaras Kedusha Sayyayim at the end. So this definition of Kiddush and Kiddush Al Machlokes Mesudah, that's on the assumption that the Geder Hadin and Kiddush Al Machlokes Mesudah is a din in the Suda. You're not Yotze the Suda unless you have the Kiddush in advance to be Kaveh the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbos, and then and Kiddush Al Machlokes Mesudah means you have to have pas, you have to have bread. It's not going to help that you're going to drink a whole bottle of wine or he's going to have cookies. Yeah, where does it come from? The minute that people say Kiddush on Shabbos morning, and then they have cookies, and that's they have herring, whatever, and then the Yotze Kiddush Malkum Suda. The Mechaber quotes the Gaonim who have such an opinion. Yeah, the Gaonim didn't say you Yotze the Suda by having Mezainis. The Gaonim said you Yotze the Kiddush. So they're splitting. They say, Ein Kiddush on the Malkum Suda is not a din in the Suda. You have to be Kaveh the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbos, by saying Kiddush in advance, by saying Yotzei afterwards. No, they hold that it's a din in the Kiddush. The other day in the Rashbam. The Rashbam on Arve Psochim has the two Pshotim. Why is Ein Kiddush on the Malkum Suda? Is it a din in Kiddush or it's a din in the Suda? So the Gaonim obviously think that it's a din in the Kiddush. You have to have after something, you have to eat something in conjunction with the Kiddush to add more chashivas to the yayin, that it should be considered a bracha ala kos. Yayin she betoch asuda, it's not really betoch. Yayin behekshel asuda, yayin in conjunction with the suda, is considered mocha shebe yayin, and then it's a valid Kiddush. Yeah. The Mechaber quotes that there is such an opinion. So the minig olam is that people rely on that on Shabbos morning. So Rav Soloveitchik never used to rely on that. He would only eat in the Kiddush because he gave a whole Yahrzeit drasha. That's what I said over yesterday. He gave his whole Yahrzeit drasha that saying the Kiddush before and saying the Ritzei after, the two things that are Kaveh the Suda, the same Suda Shabbos. So that's why he thought we should follow the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon and the Bir Agro, Paskins like the Rosh, who doesn't agree with the Gaon. It ain't Kiddush. He says, ain't Kiddush on Mokum Suda, you have to have Dapka the Suda or Pas. It's not a din. The Suda gives chashivas to the yayin. No, it's a din in the Suda. In Kiddush on the Machum Suda, the Kiddush is Kaveh the Suda. So he would only participate in a Kiddush on Shabbos morning after davening if they would have Lechem Mishneh. If he would wash and have the real Suda. And he said, and even the Minig Olam LaHakel, he said it. He doesn't think that that the Minig Olam indicates that we are maker like the Goyim. He said it's based on a Tziruf Hashit. It's based on a Svek Sveken. Maybe the din is like the Goyim. That Kiddush b'makom suda satisfied by having mezainis, and even if you hold not so, because the Rosh and the Vilna Gaon hold not so, maybe on Shabbos morning there's no prohibition to eat before Kiddush. The Raivin holds like that. Machlokes is the Rambam and the Raivin. The Gemara says you're not allowed to eat. The Gemara says in Arvei Pesachim, you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush on Friday night. You're not even permitted to have a drink of water on Friday night. Matzoi Shabbos, you're allowed to drink water before Havdalah. That's okay. You're not allowed to eat or drink other things, but water is okay. But Friday night, since whatever you eat or drink on Shabbos is a Suda Hashuva, Shabbos Karvah, so even to drink water before Kiddush also was. You're not allowed to drink. So on Friday night, for sure there's a din. You're not permitted to eat anything before you say Kiddush. You want that the Kiddush should be Mavdal Bein Sudas, Bein Achilas the Rishus, Achilas the Mitzvah. Whatever you eat on Shabbos is Achilas Shal Mitzvah. Even to drink a cup of water is Achilas Shtir Shal Mitzvah. Whatever you ate or drank on Friday was Achilas Shal Rishus. So you want that the Kiddush Al Ayayin should be Lahafsik or Lahavdal Bein Achilas Shal Rishus, Achilas Shal Mitzvah. But the Shabbos on Shabbos morning, what do you say? You're not allowed to eat before Kiddush? Why not? In order to be mavda ben achilas, to be shus lachilas the mitzvah, you already said Kiddush on Friday night. You're going to say havdol amatzoi Shabbos ala yayin lahavdol ben achilas shal mitzvah lachilas shal rishus. Everything you eat and drink on Shabbos is achilas shal mitzvah, and everything you eat or drink before Shabbos, after Shabbos, that's achilas shal rishus. So that's the Kiddush on Leil Shabbos and havdol amatzoi Shabbos. Why should you say Shabbos morning you're not allowed to have a cup of water before Kiddush? Because the purpose of the Kiddush is lahavdol ben what la what. You already said Kiddush last night. Everything you ate last night was also Shal Shabbos. So the Ravid thinks he doesn't see why it's forbidden. He doesn't see why it should be prohibited. The Ravid on the Rambam writes. He doesn't see why it's also to eat or drink before Kiddush on Shabbos morning. The Rambam says, the Shabbos morning, same as Friday night, you're not allowed to eat or drink before Kiddush. And the Ravid is masik. He doesn't see why. So we normally follow the Rambam on this. We don't allow people to eat or drink before Kiddush. That's what they all tainted that on Simchas Torah, the day on which we're supposed to be giving Kovet LaTorah, so that Kofis takes so long until you daven Musa, so the people already forgot that that they didn't say Kiddush yet. So everybody nibbles on candies. Give the little children candies in the middle of all our coffers. So the adults are also nibbling on the candies. They say that that day on the year, when it's supposed to be showing more cover to the Torah, that's when we violate all the dinim. They say everybody sits down when they're walking with the Sefer Torah. You're not allowed to sit down when someone's walking with the Sefer Torah. And then a lot of shuls, they daven Musaf after the Shor Shviyas, which is lechatchila not permissible. And a lot of people forget, and they eat before they say Kiddush. So everybody violates all the dinim. What kind of a covered LaTorah is that? You should cut out all the hakafas. The recent custom, just started less than 100 years ago. So maybe we should cut out all the hakafas and go back to the basic dinim and observe all the dinim. So the minigolim, we normally follow the Rambam, that we don't permit people to eat or to drink before Kiddush on Shabbos morning. But to have Kiddush and Shul and then to have cake or cookies, Rav Soloveitchik said, maybe it's based on a Tziruf Hashita, sort of like a spek. Maybe the din is like the Ravid. It's not permissible to eat before Kiddush on Shabbos morning. So whatever you eat in Shul doesn't count. It's all mutter. You go home, you'll say Kiddush, and then you'll wash. And even if you hold like the Rambam, that you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush on Shabbos morning, but maybe the Goyim are right, that this is considered Kiddush B'makom Mesudah. So Rav Soloveitchik taught that on a Friday night, it's not right to have like that. Let's say the shul is going to decide, very early Shabbos, they're going to decide they're going to have Kiddush on Friday night, and everyone's going to have cookies, and then they'll have the Slonim Rebbe will give a drasha for 4 hours, and then they'll go have the meal. So that'll be outright not allowed. That's what he taught. That this kula, the minig olam lahakol, to have Kiddush and to have benzinus, was only on Shabbos morning. The Magen Avraham writes, not so. Magen Avraham writes, what if it's Friday night, and the person is not really hungry? Let's say Shabbos begins in the Chveis in Scandinavia, in St. Petersburg, Shabbos begins 11:30 at night. The guy is not hungry to eat 11:30 at night. He wants to go to sleep. He davens Ma'ariv after, says, he wants to go to sleep already. He doesn't want to eat. What's going to be with Shabbos Shudas? So the Shulchan Aruch says that if you didn't eat Suda Bishayna Balayla, so eat 3 Sudas Bayayim and you'll be Yotze Shabbos Shudas. The correct form is to have 1 Suda Balayla and 2 Sudas Bayayim. And but yeah, but if you have all 3 bayam is also good. But the guy wants to, so the Magen Avraham says, but guy would like to say Kiddush b'knisa, so that's only b'dieved. If he didn't say Kiddush Leil Shabbos, they say Kiddush alayayin. You say the regular Kiddush that you would have said last night. You say the whole Kiddush alayayin on Shabbos in the morning. So how is it possible to say Kiddush Friday night without eating a meal? So the Magen Avraham says, follow the Shita Sagainim, no problem. Have Kiddush, have a couple of cookies, say Bracha Achrayna, go to sleep. And then the day is going to be long. It's going to be a long day till 11:30 till Matzoi Shabbos. So you have only 3 meals on Shabbos in a day. So Magen Avraham says, we have adopted the Shita Sagainim that it's considered Kiddush Mokom Suda, even if you only have Mezoinus. He says it's not based on the Tziruf Hashitas. But Rav Soloveitchik thought that it was based on the Tziruf Hashitas. That's why he thought that even the people who eat in a Kiddush on Shabbos morning and they have cookies, they should go home and say Kiddush again a second time. If you really hold, we follow the Goyim, so you don't have to repeat Kiddush. You go home. You're ready, you eat a Kiddush in the daytime, then you go home and eat your meal. So he insisted, no. He insisted with Hishtigal Torah, with the Ri, on Mem Tesson and Beis, that the reciting of it says to be Kaveh the Suda L'Shem Suda Shabbos, and the reciting of the Kiddush before, you have to sandwich the meal in between the two Kovin. The reciting of Kiddush in advance and the reciting of Ritzei and the Bichas Hamazon at the end are the two things that sandwich the meal in Akaveh the Suda the Shem Suda Shem. So he thought the Ikesh Shita is really the Vilna Goyim Shem Arosh, that ain't Kiddush on the Makam Suda, is a din in the Suda. You have to have the Kiddush on the Makam Suda where you're going to have pasta. The Goyim Shita says, okay. The Goyim holds a din in the Kiddush, not a din in the Suda. So Shabbos morning we rely on the Goyim, but Zirf the Shitas are right. But really, if you participate in such a Kiddush, they should really repeat Kiddush again. There's no chash bracha about Tola. You sing a bar piagofen on wine, so you drink the wine. You say a couple of psukim, that doesn't hurt. There's no bracha about Tola, no shah. So he thought you should repeat the bar piagofen when you go home.
According to the Gra, is there a problem to make Kiddush in the shul and then go home and make another Kiddush? Do you lose anything?
You lose that you're eating before Kiddush. The Rambam holds you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush on Shabbos morning. It's only all Kiddush if it's b'makom suda. So whatever you ate in the shul is eating before the real Kiddush. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. He discusses Many people have the practice that on Pesach they don't eat mezonos cake and cookies, they eat shahakol cake. They eat cake and cookies made from potato starch. So the shayla is, the Goyim never said that that's called Kiddush B'Mok Mesuda. The Goyim only said mezonos is called Kiddush B'Mok Mesuda. Yayin. If you make Kiddush, then you drink a whole bottle of wine. You drink a whole revius of wine in addition to the Kiddush. That's called Kiddush B'Mok Mesuda. But if you say Kiddush, then you have shahakol cookies. So the Goyim never said that that's called Kiddush B'Mok Mesuda. So what is that based on? Minhag Olam, by many people, they say Kiddush on Shabbos, Chol HaMoed Pesach, and then they'll have shahakol cookies. So that's L'chol HaDei is no good. So Rav Moshe quotes Achrayim who really say it. He quotes Achrayim who say, that's a separate din. When you say Kiddush, that's matir you to eat whatever you're going to eat, even though it's not Kiddush M'mok Mesuda. If you say Kiddush and you eat a piece of chopped liver, or you say Kiddush and you eat some gefilte fish, so the Kiddush is enough to be matir the achila of the gefilte fish. It's beferish in Achrayim. He quotes it from the Derech HaChaim Siddur, not Achrayim. It's very difficult. And Rav Soloveitchik's way of thinking just doesn't fit in. Neither here nor there. What do you mean? What kind of a Kiddush is that? I don't know, but he quotes Achrayim to say like that. It's not even the Goyim. That's lower than the Goyim. The Goyim said the Kiddush Mokam Masudah is a din, and the Kiddush, you have to give Chashivas to the Kiddush. And the Chashivas is given if you have Mezoinus. But you don't even have Mezoinus. You're not even having Mezoinus. You're having Shahakol cookies. So how is that? Moshe quotes Achrayim and say, no, the Kiddush is enough to be mata that. It's not enough of the Kiddush to be Yotze Kiddush. It's enough of the Kiddush to be mata that Achila. What kind of a din is that? It's a very difficult concept.
Maybe they don't say that. You do have to make Kiddush again, like you do have your regular Suda.
Yeah.
Kiddush is the mata Achila. And also, in order to be fully Yotze Kiddush,
that's what Moshe says. You're not Yotze Kiddush at all. You're not Yotze Kiddush at all, but the Kiddush is enough to be matir that. So where did that thing come from? Achrayim. So where did they get it from? Where's the Gemara?
Is it comparable to some shows that say Kiddush inside a show that eat Kiddush outside?
Kiddush B'Mokam Suda means it should be in the same location, and it means it shouldn't be a 4-hour pause. The Slonim Rebbe should not give a drasha for 4 hours in between. So the same location, that's the question. What's the definition of same location? Let's say I'm going to case a big hall. I'm going to say Kiddush over here, and then I'm going to have the cookies over there. Is that called one room or not? So we have a rule in the Gemara that Shinim Mokam Tzarech Levarach. If a person is having, let's say, anything other than bread, by pasta, dinner, Shinim Mokam, and Tzarech Levarach. But let's say a person is having, he's eating an apple. And he says, Bar Pihoitz, he starts eating the apple over here. And then he has to run, so he goes somewhere else and he wants to finish eating the apple in a new location. Or he goes to another location, then he comes back, wants to finish eating the apple over here. So the din is that if you made a Shinu Makom, then you want to continue eating, you have to say a new brach. Shinu Makom Tzorach Levarach. So when is it not called a Shinu Makom? So in Shulchan Aruch they quote three klolim. They say if it's Becheder Echad, even Mipina Lepina, Bosa Cheder, that's not called a Shinu Makom. Even though I didn't have in mind to go to the other corner. I said Bar Pihoitz over here, and then somehow I had to move to the other corner, all the way, a long walk to the other end. Lepina Lepina Bo Tzached, there's also always called Osa Makom. That's not a Shinim Makom. Then Mecheda Lecheda Bo Sabayis depends if you had in mind or not. Mecheda Lecheda Bo Sabayis means I have an apartment and I have 14 rooms in my apartment, let's say. And I said Shahakal on the chicken in the dining room. And I planned to walk around the whole house because remember when I had little babies, it was impossible to ever eat a meal without one. I had 9 babies. So it was impossible to eat a meal without having to diaper somebody in the middle of a meal. So it's like if you would ask me when I said shahakal on the chicken, do I plan to walk to the other room? Bivadois, I'll have to walk to the other room. There's no menuchas on that. You're going to have to, for sure, go to the other room to take care of something or another. So whenever you have in mind, or whenever it's unum din muchach, that's what everybody has in mind. You're going to go mecheder lecheder b'osa bayis, so then it's considered osa makom. Cheder lecheder b'osa bayis means it's another room in my apartment. Let's say I live in an apartment building, and I have in mind, I say bari pirhetz on an apple in my apartment. I plan to finish the apple in the next the neighbor's apartment. So the pashta says that's considered mebayis lebayis. That's not considered mecheder lecheder b'osa bayis. And if it's mibayis lebayis, I say bari prehates here on an apple. I plan to finish in the other building, so that's mibayis lebayis. That's always called shinim makom. Even if you have in mind to finish in the other building, that needs another bracha. So let's say if they say there, if someone says Kiddush and Shul Bar Pi Agafen and everybody hears, and everybody walks downstairs to the eating location in order to eat the cookies. So that's Miched, that's Miched Elched Abosa Bayis, if it's in the same building. Miched Elched Abosa Bayis. And they all have a mind to be Yotze Kiddush here and to walk to the other room. So Miched Elched Abosa Bayis is not considered a Shinemok. So the post can put together these two dinim. What's called the Shinemokim, and again to Tzorach Levorach, you have to repeat another Birchas Hanen, and what's called Kiddush B'Mokim Sudo. The word Mokim in the context of Shinem Mokim Tzorach Levorach, and the word Mokim in the context of Kiddush B'Mokim Sudo is the same Mokim. One could perhaps argue, but that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So if Miched Elched Abosa Bayis, if you have in mind, that's not called the Shinem Mokim, that's called the Hemshech of the same Mokim. So then if you say Kiddush in the Shul, and you're going to eat in the social hall, and it's Ched Elched Abosa Bayis, and in the same building, sometimes not in the same building, but if it's in the same building, and you had a mind to go from one to the other, then it's considered Osa Mokim. Then it is okay. There's a shayla, Rav Moshe has this in his tshuvas. What if a person is chewing gum? And he says shahakal in advance because he's going to swallow the sugar and the flavoring. And then he said shahakal, he's chewing the gum over here. Then he walks outside, then he comes back in, he walks to another building, and he keeps on chewing the gum the whole time. Or he's sucking on a candy in his mouth, or he's eating an apple, he keeps on eating the apple. He keeps on eating the apple as he's walking. He goes from one place to the other, to the other, to the other. So if a person is traveling on a highway and he's eating an apple, that says in the Yerushalmi that by people traveling on a highway, by travelers, the Chachamim never instituted this din of Shinim Makam Zorach Levorach. A guy's going to have to say a shahakal every step he goes. He keeps on going, has to end the bracha. So the Yerushalmi says, that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, by travelers, they never required Shinim Makam Zorach Levorach. It's mamish, it's mibayis lebayis. When the guy's traveling on the highway, it's mibayis lebayis, and kavana doesn't help. But that's halacha, they were never machmer, or life would be made too difficult. But the Shalat does say the guy's not traveling on the highway. He says, Barpi, he hates to eat the apple here, and then all of a sudden someone calls him up on the phone, hey, your ride is here, you gotta leave. So the guy says, okay, he takes the apple. He didn't intend to travel. When he said, who ate on the apple, he didn't intend to be a traveler. He thought he's gonna eat it benachas at home. And then he keeps on munching on the apple, he keeps on eating on the apple as he's going. So Moshe Feinstein says he doesn't think that that's called the Shinim Makom. He keeps on eating. He's eating keseda the whole time. So he thinks that you don't need a new bracha over there. And they quote that Chaim Kanievsky says when he was a little boy and he used to eat candies, he used to eat lollipops. So the Chazanish told him, when you walk out of the house, you got to say another shahakal. You know, he had the lollipop in his mouth. He told him that he thinks that that's a Shinim Makom. No, it's a little, maybe a little exaggerated. So much a little more mistaber. The guy says, it's a hemshach of the achila. How can say needs a new achila? How can say needs a new bracha? Mamash a continuation. He's not mafsik in the middle of eating.
I think someone's gonna put it up they have a candy in their mouth and they go somewhere else and 10 minutes later they want another candy in their mouth because that candy is finished.
I don't think so. If you assume like Rabbi Moshe that this is all a hemshech of the first achila, because he keeps on eating, and then the next achila is in the same place where he finished the first achila, so the second achila is a hemshech of the first, and the first was one long hemshech, I would assume that he wouldn't have to say another girl.
What about if you eat candies on the subway and then you have to change it to another subway?
That's traveling. Yeah, he's traveling. Even though he's sitting in one car. No. By travelers, though, and never miss out in.
In-flight
meal. What?
In-flight meal.
Yeah, in-flight. Yeah, you don't switch. Yeah. You don't switch airplanes. Yeah.
Was there a Moshe who said that he didn't have to say another bracha? Was that a continuation that he went to another room and he continued, or did he have to come back to the original?
No. He goes to another room, but he says he keeps on eating. There's no pause at all in the eating. So how can you say that that's a new achila? Shinim Makom Tzorach Levorach, because I consider it a new achila in a new room. But by definition, it's not a new achila. This is a din de Rabbanu. The whole din Birchas Hanenin is a din de Rabbanu. What's the called the Tikkun Rabbanu Kein de Raisa Tikkun? What's the din de Raisa over there? That Shinim Makom Tzorach Levorach. So the Pashtus is called the Tikkun Rabbanu Kein de Raisa. It's based on the din by Korban Pesach. It says... It says in the Mishnayos and Pesachim that if a person eats a kazayis of the Korban Pesachir, then he walks away, and he comes back, he can't continue to eat. You can eat more than one kazayis of the Korban Pesach, but once you walk away, then and you want to continue eating there, or you want to come back and continue eating here, when you make a shina makam, that's considered a new achila, and you can't have more than one achila by the Korban Pesach. If the first time you didn't eat a kazayis. So he didn't eat yet. So he didn't eat his Korban Pesach yet. So that's a different story. But if the first time he ate a full kazayas, and then he makes a shinim makom, so that's a din daraisa. That's learned out from a pasuk that we don't allow more than one achila of the Korban Pesach per customer. Each person can only have one achila. One achila means as many kazayim as you want, but you can't have a shinim makom in the middle. So pattern after that din daraisa, they made a din derabbanan that every achila requires a new bracha. So if you make a shina makam in achila, you need a new bracha because it's considered a new achila. On the level of their eyes, it's true. It's called a new achila vis-a-vis achila's korban pesach. We don't allow any one person to have more than one achila. Hapesach nechal b'shnei midiz machlekes hatanaim. So we paskan hapesach nechal b'shnei mekaymes ve'ein ho'echal ho'echal b'shnei mekaymes. The korban pesach you can divide up amongst them. Let's say 10 people became shutvim on one korban pesach, but they don't care for each other. For business purposes, they couldn't afford these five couldn't afford the korban, but they couldn't afford. They're not going to eat so much. So 10 people joined together. So after the shech, the korban pesach, and the makta de imurim, so they divide it in half. These five take their half of the korban pesach. They're going to eat in this house. The other five take their korban pesach, and they're going to eat in Rehov Chabad there, wherever in the old city. And they're going to eat in a different street. Each one's going to eat in a different location. So we pass them, that's okay. Ha pesach nechal b'shnei mekaymes. However, be'ein ha'oichal oichal b'shnei mekaymes. Any one given person cannot eat b'shnei mekaymes, because that's called two achilas. Ashina makam is called the new achila, and you only allow one achila per person by the korban pesach. So pattern after that din deraisa, they made this din derabbanan. The shina makam sorach levar. Yeah.
The shidduch of the gaonim, is it any mizonos that works for Jewish mitzvah, or is it
dafka pasavah b'kisnim? I don't remember. You got to take a look in Shulchan Aruch. Could be it's only pasavah b'kisnim. I mean, would they say by oatmeal cereal is also good? Could be that not. I don't remember. I think the gaonim say that. I think at least some gaonim say that yayin is also good. So if yayin is also good, that's why some say in Shulchan Aruch that if the chazan says kiddush and shul on Friday night and there's no child before bar mitzvah to drink the wine, so the chazan should drink the wine, shouldn't be a bachel batola, and then he should drink another revius of wine to satisfy the shita sagainim, that's called kiddush mamakim sudim. So he was yotze kiddush. If you hold like those gaonim, I don't know if all the gaonim agree, if you hold like the gaonim that wine is good, some stomach oatmeal cereal is also good. If you hold that wine is no good, so then there's room to say that only pasal b'kistin is good. Could be that the Mechaber quotes two different shades of opinions from the gaonim, whether all mezainis is good. So that's the machlokes shayt. Rav Huna, Rav Yechanan, and Tosfos repeats what they said on the previous amud, on the previous daf lamed testament base, that we're going to pass like Rav Yechanan. That b'di'evid shehakol is good even on pas v'yayin. So the Gemara says, should I say, neimi kitanoi, should I say that the machlokes between Rav Yechanan and Rav Huna is really totally in the machlokes hatanaim and the following tosefta. Hazash veri Gemara. Tosfos doesn't understand the Gemara. So the Gemara has a case. The Tosefta has a case. Rav pas. He sees a loaf of bread. He wants to eat it. He says, "Kama noy pas. What a beautiful loaf of bread. Baruch hamokim shebero. Blessed be the Lord who created this loaf of bread." Yotza. So Rav Meir says, "Yoytze b'diyevid." L'chatchila, it's not right. You got to say "amoytze." Or another case. Rav teino. He sees a fig. V'yomer. Kama noy teino. What a delicious looking fig. Baruch hamokim shebero. Yotza divrei Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds that yotza. Reb Meir says, "Yemek kolam sham veresh tavachom mebrachis lo yotza yidei chayvosa." Yeah, how do we paskin? How do you paskin when there's a machlekes Reb Meir v'Reb Yosi? So normally the Gemara in Erevin has all the klolim. How you paskin? So usually Reb Meir loses. Whenever there's machlekes Reb Meir and somebody else, Reb Meir always loses because in the next generation when they were taking the consensus they're trying to figure out, so Rav Meir had very few Talmidim. The Gemara says all the Talmidim left Rav Meir. He said such sharp pilpulim, they walked away from Mishir, they didn't know what he said Allah HaLamaisa, and they were interested in Psak. The Tkuvas HaTanaim, the Talmidim were interested in Psak Allah. So Rav Meir lost that. So usually we don't pass like Rav Meir. The Ritva quotes over here, that the Yerushalmi says the halacha is like Reb Meir. That here we do paskin. Once in a while there is a case, like we always talk about Ma'aseh Sheni Mama Gavaya. So the Gemara says that's an exception to the rule. Machleg Zamer Reb Yud, and there the halacha is like Reb Meir. Unusual psaks. Here also the Yerushalmi says here we pass like Reb Meir. Who is the one who decided to put the letter base on Reb Yosi? Reb Yosi HaMekadosh Amir Shtavacham Mibrochus Layotzi Dechai Vosai. Who decided that? Does it really say in the Rambam like that? Ferakal Falachah doesn't say?
Yeah.
Huh?
I saw it last time.
But what does it say?
It says Kol HaMashana. It says it's a verbatim
Kol almost verbatim. Kol HaMashana Shtavacham Ein El Atoya. It doesn't say Layotza. So the Kes Mishnah asked, why didn't the Rambam quote what Reb Yosi said? The answer is he holds like Reb Meir. He passes like Reb Meir. He doesn't pass like Reb Yosi. Yeah, where is it? Perek Aleph. Halacha Hey. The Rambam starts off. When this Sakol Abrocha is Ezra Bezdin Tikkun, they ain't Roy Lushanosim Lola Hoysif Alachas Mehem, Lola Groyami Menah. You should say the Brocha the way the Chachamim were Mizakin, because Ezra Bezdin, that's the Anshe Knes Hagdailah. The Gemara says Anshe Knes Hagdailah composed all the Tfilus and the Brochas and Kiddush and Abdallah and the whole works. V'chol Hashanim and Mabeir Shatav Chachamim Brochas, Eino Ele Toe. But he doesn't say, Lo Yotze Dechevosa. So that's the case of Mishnah's Kasha. The Koshali, Lo Mashina Rabbeinu. The Rambam is talking about the Mashanim and Be'er Shetov HaChom HaBrachim. But Lo Mashina Rabbeinu, the Kos of Ein Eletoya. You should have said like Rabbi Yosi, that you're not Lo Yotzi Dechavosa. And he says, Velo Makosa, Velo Makosa, Ein Ro'i L'Shanosim. It's not proper. What do you mean not proper? You're not Yotze. So he says that two kinds of Shinuyim. Bottom line, the Rambam seems to hold B'diyevet that you are Yotze. We already spoke, there's another Rambam who says that you're not Yotze. That's in Hilchas Kriyashma. The Rambam in Hilchas Kriyashma somewhere. The Rambam says that you have to recite Kriya Shema Kisidron. And if you kore la mafreya lo yotza, it's a Mishnah. A kore la mafreya lo yotza, if you recite Kriya Shema out of order, you're not yotze. And then in connection with that, it should be another Rambam. Shikra ala seder. Somewhere around him here in Hilchos Kriya Shema, Perek Beis should be somewhere around here. Perek Gimel, forgot already where. But the Ram Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, he gives you the nusach Bracha Shalofana, Bracha Shalachreha, and he says Mokem She Omru Lachsam and Rishay Shalol Lachsam, Mokem She Shalol Lachsam, Lola Shalda Bekala Meshanim and Mabeir Shetava Chachami Bebrachas. There he says, like Rabbi Yosi. There he says, so it seems to be a contradiction. He says, and here in Hilchas Brachas, he says, Ein Roy Lasses Kein, Ein Ela Toye, but he doesn't end off that you're not Yotze. So that's the question. Is it a steer in the Ramam that the Ramam map has changed his mind? Could be. Could be it's a steer, or it could be. Oh, so it could be Rabbi Soloveitchik thought along those lines, but a little differently. Birchos Kriya Shema midirabbanon are considered a chelik of the Kriya Shema. You have to recite Kriya Shema in Birchos Seha, that there are three parshios to Shema, and there are basically three brachas of Kriya Shema. The first bracha of Kriya Shema has midas yom balayla, midas laila bayom. We want to emphasize Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We want to emphasize the theme of monotheism. The Avdei Avodah Zarah believed that there's a God of light and a God of darkness and a God of good, a God of evil. So he say, Yotzer Baruch Chesed Shalom Avareis Hakol, that there's one God who created everything. And we emphasize it again, Ki Hu Levado Poel Gvuros Hasech Hadosh Es Bal Mocham Zareh Tzedokas Matzmiya Chushus. Baruch Shalom does everything all by himself. It doesn't have any other partners. Doesn't have any other members on the board. Hu Levado. The Baruch Shalom does everything on his own. So the theme of the first parasha is spelled out in the first bro. Theme of the second parasha is Kabbalah's old Torah and Kabbalah's old mitzvah. So that's the theme of the second bracha. Ava Rabba. Torah mitzvah chukim mishpatim asan limarta. And the theme of the third parasha is Geula Yitzias Mitzrayim. So that's the theme of the bracha of Gal Yisrael, Shachris and Ma'ariv. Those are the basic three brachas of Kriyat Shema. Then Hashkidenu is a question. The Gemara says he's supposed to be Masmach Geula Latfila. Gemara says in the first paragraph, supposed to be Masmach Geula Latfila. Not only by Shachris, by Ma'ariv as well. That's a machloikis, Rabbi Yechon and Rimshua ben Levi, and Dalar Amibes, and we pass like Rabbi Yechon and Alpi Pashtus. Gemara has a brisa like Rabbi Yechon. So the Pashtus says, we pass like Rabbi Yechon. You need Smuchas Gula Latfila by Ma'ariv also. So what are we doing? Reciting Hashkivenu? There's no Smuchas Gula Latfila. So Gemara says, since the Chachomim were Msakan Hashkivenu, Kigula Richta Damya. So that's a machloikis, the Rashbo and the Ravid. What does that mean? The Rashba quotes the Raibin and he disagrees. That's a machlekes Rishonim. Whether it's to be taken literally, Hashkivenu is considered a Hemshech of Gaul Yisrael. Why should it be a Hemshech of Gaula? Because Bnei Yisrael, when they went to sleep on Leil Makas Becheres, they were petrified. They heard in advance it's going to be a prophecy that the Meis Kol Bechor Be'eretz Mitzrayim, the case of Kol Bechor Be'eretz Mitzrayim. So they prayed to the Rebbeinu Shalom, Hashkivenu Shem Vakeinu Shalom, Hamdeinu L'chaim Toim L'shom. See to it that we wake up in the morning. So the Brach of Hashkivenu is a carryover from the Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim. So that's also considered Kegula Arich Dadami. That's a Hemshech. Shem Rama Yisrael Ad. The Rebbeinu Shalom should protect his Jewish people. That's a Hemshech of the Brach of Geula. That's one opinion in Rishonim. The other Rishonim say no, Hashkivenu is a separate tefillah. Hashkivenu is not really part of the Bichos Kriyat Shema. There are three parshios in Shema. And there are really only three brachas of Kriya Shema, Bein Shachris, Bein Ma'ariv. This Hashkivenu is like Hamapil, unrelated. I said, let it be a Hefsik Bein Gula Latvila. So the Gemara says, no, whatever the rabbis were Mesakin is not a Hefsik. Not because the Gemara calls it Geula Arichta. So that's the question, is that to be taken literally? Kibin Atikin Rabbanon, Kibin Atikin Rabbanon, to say Hashkivenu Kigula Arichta Dami. So half of the Rishonim take it literally, it's Kigula Arichta, it's considered a Chelik of Geula. The others say no. Kevin the Tkin Rabbanon. The emphasis is on the word Kevin the Tkin Rabbanon. Whatever the rabbis are misakin is not called the Hefsi. Like there's a machlokes in the Rishonim. You're not allowed to talk in between Tfilin Shliyad and Tfilin Shel Rosh. That's the Gemara on the top line here on Nem Amar Aleph. Rashi and Tosfos quote from Menachos Daf Lamed Vav. And if you do talk in between Shliyad and Shel Rosh, then you gotta say over a bracha. So the Shad is, what if the Chazan is saying Kedusha? Should you say Kadosh Kadosh? Or the Chazan saying Kaddish? Should you say Yehishmei Rabbah? Or with someone saying a bracha, should you say Amen? Is it only called Hefsik Soch? Soch means Sicha Betela, Stam Shmuzing, about the weather, about the sports, or even if you're answering a Dovah Shabik Dusha. So that's a Machalikas HaRishayim. So some Shanim say that you're allowed to answer. And they bring a raya that a Dovah Shabik Dusha, a bracha, is not called a Hefsik, but a raya that we say Yak Nahaz. You say Bor Piyah Gofen on the Kiddush, then you say Yain Kiddush Ne Habdolah Zman, and then you drink the wine. So aren't the other four brachas Kiddush Ne Habdolah Zman? Why aren't those four brachas a Hefsik? Coming to the Purpi Agopin and the drinking of the wine. So the answer is, a bracha is Nishkin Hefsik. A bracha is not a Hefsik. So the Rosh disagrees, and the Rosh says no, that we follow the Rosh. You're going to answer Yeheshmei Rabbah, you're going to answer Kiddusha or Amen to someone else in bracha. Of course it's a Hefsik. Why isn't Yaknaz, why is it not a Hefsik? The whole din of Birchas Hanenet was instituted by the rabbis. So the same rabbis instituted Yaknas. So they said it's not a Hefsik. They set it up like this. So whatever they say is not a Hefsik. So that's how many Rishonim say over here. Kevin et kinner abonon hashkivenu kegula richta, not to be taken literally gula richta. The emphasis is kevin et kinner abonon. It's not a Hefsik. Whatever the rabbis were misakin. Hashkivenu is basically like hamapil. It's not really gula richta, but it's not a Hefsik because whatever the rabbis were misakin. Why were they misakin to say hamapil? In between Gual Yisrael and Shmanei, that's Agut Kasha. But that's how other Rishonim say. The Gemara makes a parallel. The Gemara makes a parallel to Hashem Svasai Tiftach before the Shmanei Esrei. So the Gemara says, if you require Smichas Gula Latfila by Shachmas L'chol HaDeis, Myra is a machleg Zabiechanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Because the Tchilas Hagula was Balailo, Nigmar Hagula was Bayom. So that's the Shaila. Para gave permission to leave after Makkas Bukhari. So that was the Aschalta de Gula. That was Tchilas Hagula. And the Gula Malya said the Gemar Hagula was only in the morning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Al Yetzish Min Pesach Pesach Ad Boika. No one should leave till the morning. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, you forget. You can ignore the Tchilas Hagula, nothing was accomplished. They didn't, but Paul Mamish, they didn't leave till the morning. So the Gula that counts is the Gemara. Gula, you only need Smichas Gula to feel in the morning. And we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, that even the Haskalas Hagula is also an Indian, and you have to have Smichas Gula to feel by Meirav also. But by Shachris, they all agree, you need Smichas Gula to feel. So Gemara asks, how can you say Hashem Shos HaTiftach in Shachris, in between Gaul Yisrael and Shmona Esrei, isn't that a violation of Smichas Gula to feel? And for the Gemara, Ella. Given that Kinner Abban Lameim Hashem Svah said Tiftach Kitvilo Arichter Damya Achanami. Given that Kinner Abban Lameim Hashgiveni Kigula Arichter Damya. So what does that mean that Hashem Svah said Tiftach is Tvilo Arichter? Does it mean it's taka part of the Shmona Esrei and Hashgiveni is taka part of Gol Yisrael? Or does it mean no? Just the emphasis. Given that Kinner Abban, it's not a hepsik. So that's a machlokes. That's machlokes because Rabbi Yechon puts together two memories. He puts together. You should say Hashem Svah said Tiftach before the Shmona Esrei. And you say Yil Ratzon Imrifi at the end of the Shmona Esrei. So that's the same Shaila. What's the Gedder Adin of Yil Ratzon Imrifi at the end of the Shmona Esrei? Let's say I finished davening Shmona Esrei and I didn't say L'kai Nitzol L'shon Imira yet. And the Chazan is up to Kedushim. So the din is I'm allowed to answer Kedushim. So I won't say L'kai Nitzol L'shon Imira. What if I finished Hamavach Yisamisol Bashalom and I didn't say the Pasuk Yil Ratzon Imrifi? That's the Pasuk in Tilim. I didn't say Yil Ratzon Imrifi Hashem. Is it considered that I finished the Shmona Esrei because I said I'm Baruch Hashem Yisrael Bashalom and Yil Ratzon Imrifi is just the Pchinas Tachnunim Achat Tvilosa? Or do you say no? It's considered an integral part of the Shmona Esrei and you can't answer Gedusha yet. You didn't finish the Shmona Esrei. So the Mechaba Paskins, Beferish, no Mechaba doesn't quote a Machlek. There is a Machlekis. You look in the Rashba, it's a Machlekis. Mechaba quotes the Chuvas HaRashba, and it's a Chuvas HaRidva, they both say the same thing. You're not allowed to answer Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu. Before you say Yil Ratzon Imrifi, it's considered Kitfila Arichta literally. You didn't finish the Shmona Esrei yet. So if you follow that opinion, and the Gemara puts all three together, so then the Pashtus is that the Gemara is saying, Hashem Svaseh Tiftach is also an integral part of the Shmona Esrei. Then the Gemara is saying that Hashkiven is Gula Arichta. Those Rishonim take the whole Gemara literally. Ki Tfila Arichta and Ki Gula Arichta. This is an integral part of the Tfila. Hashkiven is an integral part of the, it's a Hemshech of the Gual Yisrael. And the other Rishonim, quoted by the Rajbah said, they say no. You finish with the davening. Amvorach Hasham Yisrael Basham. Yil Ratzon Imrifi is already Tachnun Imachat Tfilosa. But you really finish with the davening. And Hashkivenu is really not part of the Birchas Kriya Shema. It's like Hamapil. And the Gemara says, there's a Gemara later, if the person is davening Ma'ariv, let's say, the Gemara says, sometimes you can daven Ma'ariv after Alos HaShachar. A person went to a wedding and he came some late and he did Ma'ariv already after Alos HaShachar, before sunrise. So the Gemara says later, on the top of Tesamer Aleph, five lines from the top, that sometimes the Bishas HaTchagol, you allow a person to say Kriya Shema with the brachas with Ma'ariv after Alos HaShachar, u'bilvad shelo yomer Hashkivenu. Let him not say Hashkivenu. What do you mean he's going to say? Gaul Yisrael is not going to say Hashkivenu. So that's a machlokes HaRishonim. The Rabbeinu Yoni quotes the Tub Shor. What do you mean vad shelo yomer Hashkivenu? So half of the Rishonim say, yeah, Hashkivenu is not part of Gaul Yisrael. Hashkivenu is like Hamapil. So that's not the normal time for people. Normal people are not going to sleep after Alos HaShachar. So you don't say Hashkivenu. The other Rishonim say, no. Hashkivenu is Kigula Arichta Dami. It's part of Gol Yisrael. Of course you say Hashkivenu. I think Mara says, you don't say Hashkivenu. No, you don't say the first line in Hashkivenu. You start from the third line. The first two lines are like Hamapil. You start from the third line of Hashkivenu. That's Gula Arichta. You have to say Hashkivenu. So that's the Machlekes throughout. The Machlekes, how do you learn Vachaloyama Hashkivenu? So machloek is all the way through. Can you answer Kaddish Kedusha Baruch after Amaruch is Hamisol Bashalom before you said Yil Ratzon Imrifi? That's part of the Shaila. Should the Chazan, when he says the Chazaras Hashatz out loud, should he say Hashem Svah say Tiftach out loud or softly? So the Mishneh Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham, who quotes from the Kisvei HaArizal that you should say Hashem Svah say Tiftach softly. And others point out, they looked in the Kisvei HaRizal. They say it doesn't exist. And they say in the Beis HaKnesses Suari, and in Tzfas, where they follow them in Hagim Avdabei, they do say Hashem Tzfas Yitiftech Atla. That's where the Kaf HaChaim Tain is. This is safe as Siach Yitzchok on Yuma. And every page in the regular Vilna Shas, they always tell you, look, Ayin Shin Yud, Ayin Siach Yitzchok. Usually he has Hagoas on the Tosfos Yishonim, or on Tosfos, usually Tosfos Yishonim. Usually, when you get stuck, you have to look at Siach Yitzchok Basfardi from a few centuries ago. So, the same author wrote a Siach Yitzchok on Tainus. At the end of the Siach Yitzchok on Tainus, he has a Siach Yitzchok on Nusach HaTfilah. So, that's the first comment that he has on the separate Sefer on Tfilah. He says, what do you mean? The Magen Avraham quote the Kisvei HaRizal. He says it doesn't exist. So, you should say it out loud. Many Achrayim say it like that. Yosef Meir shows the Rambam holds like that. Others show Rishonim, Gaonim, they all seem to hold that you should say. That's the shaila. Is the Mishnah Brewer raises the issue? Is Hashem Svas at Tiftach? Is it really Kitfila Arichta Damya, or is it like a Tchina before you start davening? But it's not really an essential part of the davening. Do you take the Gemara literally Kitfila Arichta Kigula Arichta, or does it just mean Kivin the Tchina Rabbanah? Whatever the Rabbanah is sakin, it's not a hefsek. Does not to be taken literally Kigula Arichta Kitfila Arichta.
What's the point of saying it's all?
The Chachamim recommended that we should introduce the tefillah with a tchina, and we should conclude the tefillah with a tchina. But the tefillah yoyotze, even if you don't follow that recommendation, it's really like Elokein Netzol Hashanim Mirah. That's not an integral part of the tefillah. The Gemara says in the second parak, the end of the second parak, each one of the Tanoim and Amoraim used to add his own tchina at the conclusion of the davening. So one of them added Elokein Netzol Hashanim Mirah. So. At some point in history, they decided to incorporate that.
Why softly? Shout it. How's it going to happen when
you say
it softly?
Why should the Chazan say it softly? It says Trina. It's not part of the Chazor Sashat, you should say out loud. This Tachnunim before the Tefillah. Like Hinani Hani Mimas. So traditionally, the Chazan says it softly. In recent years, they have Chazonim, so they make a whole dramatic presentation. But normally, the Chazan says it softly. That's how the Mishnah Berurah says. It's a personal Bakosha. So Shem Svasa Tiftach, personal bakasha. So let him say it softly. It's not really part of the tefillah. The others thought, no, it is part of the tefillah. So you should say it out loud, part of the Chazaras Hashas. So getting back over here. So if one should assume like that, that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, that the Rambam seems to hold that the Birchas Kriyashma is not something separate from Kriyashma. Each one of the three Birchas Kriyashma spells out the themes. That's a Tshuvas HaRashba also. Each one of the three Birchas Kriyashma spells out the theme of each one of the three parshias of Shema. The first Birchas Kriya Shema, both Bayom and Balayla, has Lahaski Minas Yom Balayla Minas Laila Bayom, contains the theme of monotheism, Hashem Echad, Kehula Vado. And the second Bracha of Kriya Shema spells out the theme of the second parasha, and the third Bracha of Gula spells out the theme of the third parasha, Yitzias Mitzrayim. So there's a Kiyom in the Rabbanon, it's considered Kriya Shema in Birchas Seho. It enhances the Kiyom. So just like there's a din that Kriya Shema has to be Kichsavo, so too we should really require that the Birchas Kriya Shema should be Kichsova. Yep, there is no Kichsova. Kichsova only makes sense on something that's in Tanakh. If Birchas Kriya Shema was never incorporated into Tanakh, the answer is no. It should be Kinus Chasa. It should be according to the Nusach that the Anshe Knes HaGdolah wa Mesapeh. Just like Kriya Shema has to be Kichsova the way it appears in Tanakh, so too the Birchas Kriya Shema has to be the way the Chachamim wa Mesapeh. So there, that's the only place where the Rambam quoted. Where was it? He said Perek Aleph and it was Kriya Shema. The Rambam quotes the Mishnah from the first parak. Malkam Shamru Laharech and Rashay Lekatzer. Malkam Shamru Lachsam and Rashay Shalol Lachsam. And then he says, if you're Mishana, you're not Yaitse, and you have to repeat it. Yeah. Kol Mishana Meshtov Chom Ibrachas Harez Hatoy Bechozim Avorach Kim Adbeya. He says you have to say over. So that it really sounds like he's saying it Bibrachas in general. Kol Mishana Meshtov Chom Ibrachas in general. Yes, so then it's going to be in contradiction to this Rambam. That the Rambam here sounds like he's just saying that it's lachatchilat kol mishana in alatoya, and he doesn't say you're not yaitze. He says in a royal losses king, it's not proper. The simple reading of this Rambam contradicts that Rambam. So maybe he can say bekoshi. Maybe he can say that it is not a discrepancy here. He only means the birchas kriyashma, because kriyashma and birchas seah constitutes one kiyum. So just like we require that the Kriyashma should be Kichsovo, so we require that the Birchas Kriyashma Shebikin uschasa. If you're Mishanan, that's like being Mishanan the Kriyashma. But any other brachas other than Birchas Kriyashma, where there's no such insistence that it has to be kin uschasa, kichsava, then he writes over here in Perek Aleph and Uchas Brachas, Allah, hey, ain't elatoya, it's not right. Lechatzchila, it's not proper. Lechatzchila, it's not proper. That was the suggestion to be Miyashiv this theorem. Yeah. Yes, Mishnah points out that from the Raman Perek Aleph and Uchas Brachas sounds like B'diyevet Yuayyotze. Why? So that I, isn't a Machleg Zameh Rabbi Yosef? So the Ritva quotes the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says we pass like Rabbi Meir. Yerushalmi says here, this is an exception to the rule. Normally we've been not passing like Rabbi Meir. And here we do pass like Rabbi Meir. So let's say again, Rabbi Meir holds that B'diyevet Yuayyotze, even though you made a whole different Nusach, Rabbi Yosef Yomi, you're not Yotze. Call him Mishan, Mevesh Tocham, Mebrachas. You're absolutely not yotze. So it's a machlekes Rav Meir, Rav Yosef. So the Gemara says, name, or should I say, Rafuna di amikir Rav Yosef, Rav Yechon di amikir Rav Meir. So Rafuna says, we say, shahakalam pas v'yayin, you're not yotze. Obviously, things like Rav Yosef, Rav Yechon things like Rav Meir, that b'dievet, everything is okay. So Tosfos says, Taptela, what are you talking about? The machlekes Rafuna Rav Yechon is only on pas v'yayin. And Te'enim, they all agree that b'dievet, if we say, shahakal ye yotze. So what is the price to have the machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yosef by Te'eno? It's clearly not the same thing. Apella, so Tosis really doesn't answer the kasha. Tosis introduces a svar that Tosis contradicts the Gemara. That's really what the Gemara answers. It can't be Toli Zebizet. It's clearly not Toli Zebizet. So the Gemara says, no, it's not Toli Zebizet. The whole Havamin is a pella. Adkan l'kam Rav Meir ha'asamela hecha dekomit kashmei depas. Maybe Rav Meir would say like Rav Huna that if you say shahakal niyabedvar on pas, you're not yotze. But over here he says, kamanoa pasu baruch hamokim shebro. At least he mentioned the word pas in his not part of the bracha baruch hamokim shebro. At least he mentioned the word pas. Kamanoa pasu. That's how the Gemara suggests. Al kamakam Rav Meir hasam el hecha dekamitkish made a pas. At least he mentioned pas. Al hecha that he said shahakal dole mitkish made a pas. There was no pirut at all. I'm pas v'yayin. You need pirut. I feel Rav Meir murdered that you're not yotze the bracha. Maybe Rav Meir can hold like Rav Yotzeh, like Rav Huna. Rav Yechanan amalach anadi am afil Rav Yosef. Why? Rav Yechanan says, "Say shahakal yotze." Shahakal was the bracha that was instituted by the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, but that was the basic bracha is shahakal. And then they made fancier brachas, Baruch Pi Adam, and then fancier shebe fancier is Baruch Pi Yotze, then fancier is Baruch Pi Agofen. Or fancier than Bar Pi Adom is Hamotzi Lechem and Haaretz. So if B'dievet you said the bracha shakal nimirah, that's the basic bracha. So then Rabbi Yechon holds that yoyitz. But if the guy says Baruch Hamokim Shebaroi, that's in ganzen not a nusach shetiknan shingtens hagdoy. So that's what he says. V'akam lacham Rabbi Yosi asam that you're not yoyitz elam shum dekom a bracha dol tkinu abanon. It's in ganzen not what they're misakan. Well, I'm a shakal nimidvoy tkinu abanon. The Rabbi Yosi made it that you would be yoyitz. Yeah. So it's really unrelated. The Kesem Mishnah throws in a wild interpretation. I don't know how it shines. The Kesem Mishnah says, the reason why Rabbi Yosi says you're not Yotze is because it didn't say Malchus. He didn't say Shema Malchus. Kamenu Atena Zu Baruch HaMokim Shebaro. He didn't say Malchus. Machlek is later on, Rabbi Yechon, when you need a bracha needs Shem, or a bracha needs Shem or Malchus. So we paskin that you need both. You need Shem u'Malchus. So in this Nusach he didn't say Malchus. He's not Yotze. And even if you all like the other opinion, all you need a Shem, you don't need Malchus. He didn't say a Shem either. He said, Kama noa pazu, Baruch HaMokam Sheberoa. HaMokam is a kinoi. If you pronounce G-O-D-L-O-R-D, Hashem Shekaram Lehem Halozaz Bala, so that's called Shem HaShem. Shem HaShem doesn't only have to be one of the Zayin Shem HaShem Nimchokim, but if you say Baruch HaMokam, blessed be the Holy One, be He. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a kinui. That's not a shame. So you have no shame, you have no malchus. So the Kesem Mishnah says, the reason why Rabbi Yosi says you're not yet is because there's no shame, there's no malchus. That's not what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara is apparently assuming that there's something missing in the Tosefta. The Nusach, as it appears in Tosefta, is incomplete. He really did say shame or malchus, and you're still Rabbi Yosi, you're still not yet. Because you're Mishanam Vesha Tavacham Ibrachas. Not because you're lacking the Shema Malchus. Hatti gives a new interpretation. Again, it's not the way it says in the Gemara. So here's the Shaila when the Gemara says, Ad kana kam Rabbi Yossi Yossim that you're not Yoytzen Mishum to come a bracha that Tkin Rabbanan. Avalama shakalni bidvar that Tkin Rabbanan. I feel Rabbi Yossi made that you would be Yoytzen. So why is that different? Is that because Shahakal exists in the Siddur? And Baruch HaMokhem Shebroah simply doesn't exist in the Siddur at all? Or is that's not enough? Maybe Rabbi Yossi says that the bracha exists in the Siddur is not enough. Maybe it's only because the Chachamim wanted Aser L'Hanis Min Ha'Elam Hazeh B'Lai Bracha. They wanted everybody to say a bracha. So they said the basic bracha for everything, you don't know what it is. Said in Shulchan Aruch, if you have food, you don't know the masters, you don't know what kind of a food, you don't know whether it's a fruit, a vegetable, or a tofu, you don't know what it is. So it says you say Shahakal. So in other words, the basic bracha is Shahakal. Then they made a fancier bracha. If you know that it grows from the ground, you say Bar Pri Adam. And if you know it grows on a tree, but the evidence say Bar Pri Adam is good, but you should lachatchila say Bar Pri Adam. They made fancy. So what if you said the basic bracha Shahakal? It's a bracha Shetikna Rabbanan. Not only they composed this nusach and it exists in the Siddur. No, they instituted Shahakal on your potato. They instituted Shahakal on the pasan on the yayin. The basic bracha, the bottom bar is you say Shahakal. If you have food, you don't know what it is, you say Shahakal. And that's what you're supposed to say. If you know what it is, you make more pirut. If you know it's more fancier, then you say more pirut. So if you said the bracha Shetikna Rabbanan on this food, then Rabbi Yossi would agree with Rabbi Yechanan that you would be Yotze B'Yevet. But the Shalas, let's say you're going to say, like we had the Mishnah Berurah quoted the Chacham Sod, the guy's going to say Bari Minim Zaynus on anything other than Mayim Melech. So we had that Chaye Yodam that the Mishnah Berurah quoted La Loche, that if a person says Kol Azan Alai, so that includes all foods except for Mayim Melech, so B'Yevet, if you say Bari Minim Zaynus on anything, you would be Yotze. That in a certain sense, that's a bracha shetikna chachamim. The nusach bar min mezanis exists in the Siddur. The rabbis instituted such a bracha, but they never instituted bar min mezanis on a potato. They never said it on a carrot. They said it on some other food. You say bar min mezanis. So that's the question. How do you translate the words of the Gemara? Abal hocho, bad kal kam rabbi yosi hasim that you're not yet and mishum to come a bracha dalat kin rabbanon. Aval lama shakal ni bevad vat kin rabbanon. I feel rabbi yosi moide that it would be good because kin rabbanon. Kin rabbanon means the rabbis composed this nusach and it's in the Siddur. Oh no, that's not enough according to rabbi yosi. After kin rabbanon, the misakin the basic bracha on all food is shahakol. They never said the basic bracha on all food is mezainus. So it could be that the Gemara is rejecting this chayyav. Anyway, the Rishalmi says be passing like Reb Meir, that you are Yotze B'Yevet, that you are Yotze B'Yevet. And the Rambam only says Ein Alatoya. He doesn't say that you're not Yotze here. Pashta says also, because the Mishnah Frekt Agute Kasha. How can you be Yotze B'Yevet? He didn't say Shema Malchus. Baruch Hamokam. Hamokam is not a Shema Hashem even Balaz. Hamokam is just a Kinoi. So you have to say that he did say Shema Malchus. The Tosefta is incomplete. He did say Shema
Malchus.
If you hold like Rabbi Yossi.
So what's the Machayim of the new bracha?
Well, the whole Gazlan is the whole thing is on the Midi Rabbanan. It's not Benatoris. So he's still called the Gazlan unless he's saying acceptable bracha. You have to say a bracha that they accept. What? Okay, according to Pnei Yeshua, it's a Dinder Reis. And Mistama, this will satisfy the Dinder Reis. But if you should assume, like the Pnei Yeshua himself admits, he says, Luli de Mistafina. If he weren't afraid of all the Rishonim, would have said. But the Rishonim, I quoted La Loch and Shulchan Aruch before the Pnei Yeshua wrote his Chiddush. So we assume that the Brichas Hanenin is the Rabbanan. So he didn't accomplish anything, yeah.
According to those Achronim who say that if you have a stomach brachas, you shouldn't say it aloud because maybe it'll still be a bracha or a challah. But maybe you could say a different form of the bracha. Laz in Hebrew, maybe a different mafia of the bracha. Would that help if you assume like the aloud and the pass on the lay?
Whenever you say a bracha that you yotze b'di'evet, so then you arrive on the dinner bracha levatol, bracha shenit zvicha. It's not going to help. However, you're going to camouflage it. if it's going to be a nusach that you yetzer b'di'evit for the bracha, so then we can't be elachas of the sapa b'shvachas shalmok. We're not allowed to say a bracha necessarily. So the Gemara tells a story. Binyamin Raya, Binyamin the shepherd, Korech Rifto. One occasion he ate a sandwich, he ate bread. The Omar did not know how to say Amoitzi. He's a poshita poshita shepherd. Omar the gezokt anusach brich mori the high pita. Blessed be the master of the over this loaf of bread. Amar Rav Yotze. Rav says that Yotze. If you're in Marka, how can it be Yotze? Omar Rav called bracha shema haskaras Hashem ena bracha. Everything more he said shema Hashem. He didn't say one of the Zion shem shem mechakim. Dama brich rachmana mori the high pita. Rachmana is the Aramaic for Hashem. If he said, let's say in Hebrew, Baruch HaMarachim, HaMarachim is not a Shem Hashem, HaMarachim is a kinui, but Rachmana is the Aramaic word for Hashem. Rich Rachmana, Mori Dehai Pita. Yet we paskan alpi pashtus that you need Malchus, so that wouldn't be sufficient. Even if he says Rich Rachmana, you have to say Mori Malka di Alma. And if you say just say Malki, he didn't say Malka di Alma. So Tesis also says that that's not good enough. You have to say Melech Oilam. I feel a dilek Tevis Oilam Levad. The Melech Levad ain't a Malchus. There are all kinds of kings. There's a king of Monica. The king's a little tiny Silesia. He has 100 subjects. The Rebbein Shalom is the Melech Oilam. So Tesis says, if you don't say Melech Oilam, just say Melech, that's not good enough. So we pass in like Shmuel, that you need Shem Malchus. So Shem will not be enough. The Gemara thought that Binyamin the shepherd said Birch Achman Mor the High Pita as the Birchas Hamazon. So Gemara faked Akash, but you have to say three brachas. And for the Gemara, my Yotzi to call my Rav Nami Yotzi de Bracha Rishoina. So what does this mean? So the Rishonim have two translations. Bracha Rishonim means this substitutes for Hamoitzi. Or Bracha Rishonim means this substitute, that's how Rashi says, no? No, Rashi says Bracha Rishonim means Birchas Hazan, not for Birchas Hamoitz. I think some of the Rishonim on the Rif, on the side of the Rif, they learn Bracha Rishonim means for Hamoitz. And Rashi says, Birchas Achman Amor the High Pita, this substitutes for the first of the three Brachas of Birchas Hamoitz. Yotzi de Bracha Rishonim. So what's the chiddush of Rav? If he said Shem and he said Malchus, and he's only saying that he's Yotzi de Bracha Rishayna, so what's the chiddush? Ma'akam Ashmalan. So the chiddush is, even though he said it in Aramaic, Birch Achmona Mori di Alma, Malka di Alma Mori di Pita, even though he said it in Aramaic, that's the chiddush. That's also, we have a Mishnah with a price of Eden Amayim B'chol Oshin. That's the name of the perek in the second half, the beginning of the second half of Sait, the perek El Nemar. Which things have to be recited dafke in the original Hebrew, like duchenin, cannot be recited in translation. They can't have to say in Hebrew. El Nemar b'cholosh, and the following recitations can be said in translation. Kriyash ma'azam achleik is hatanoi. Some of the things are muskam l'choladeis. Parsha Saito, when the coin is mashbir the Saito. She has to say it in a lashon that she understands. She doesn't understand what he's saying, so it's worthless. So he has to say Parsha Saito in translation. B'chol lashon, v'idemaisa kriyas shma zamachlek zhatanoin. That's how we paskin that you hear it in translation. Utfila or birchas hamazon. So it says that we paskin all these things are good. Birchas hamazon is good, and all other brachos are also good. The balaz. So what's the chiddush of Rav that Binyamin? The shepherd was Yotze, Yidei Chobes, Baruch HaRishayna, even though he said in translation, Avada, that is the Halacha. Everyone named, Salkad Al-Khamin, Hanimili, Hechad Amar, Beloshin, Olk, Hechad Kino Abon, Beloshin HaKodesh. That's if he says a direct translation. Let's say one says Kriyashma in translation. Machleg Satanayim, we pass from that you are Yotze. That's only if it's a literal translation. If he's just going to say, I believe in monotheism, I believe in the mitzvah of mezuzah, I believe in the Tefillin Shel Yad, Tefillin Shel Rosh, I believe in loving God, with all my heart and with all my soul. He says all the ideas, and he says it more baruch, says it better than the way Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it in term. So he's not Yotze. You have to say, it has to be a literal translation. This question, how literal? How literal did Rebbe Kivega has in a tshuva? You have to have literal translation. You have to translate every word in order. So that's a problem. You're going to translate everyone in order in another language, it's going to throw you off. It's going to mean the opposite from what it's supposed to mean. So that's a question. How literal does the literal translation have to be? But it has to be a literal translation. So that's what the Gemara says. What in Kriyashma and Emeris B'Chaloshen has to be a literal translation. Because in Kichsova, that's the whole Machlokes Satanaim. Are you Yotin translation? Is that called Kichsova? So we paskin based on a drasha from a pasuk. It's also called Kichsova. So it has to be literal. So Salka Dait Chamin Hanimili Damor B'Loshen Chol Keich Kina Abram B'Loshen HaKodesh. Would have thought that a bracha recited in translation is good if it's a bona fide translation of the original bracha of a. But if it's not at all a translation, it says Brich Achmana Malka the Alma Mori the High Pita. It's in Gansanat. It doesn't have Moitzel Achman or it's in Gansanat. So I would have thought that you're not Yotzi. Kamashmalan is a big Kiddush that you're Yotzi.
I thought
you might
have said that if you translate
it to Rasa,
that would be.
Apparently it means something else. That Gemara means something else. There are other psukim where you can't translate. Whenever Targum Onkel is, adds on a word, so that's assumed to be the Pshuta Shal Mikra. So if you're going to say other than Targum Onkel is, as in the Targum Pasuk Kitzur Asai, so that's Harezim Echarif Magadav. That's not right. But Rabbi Kivega says about translation. The translation has to be literally, you have to say all the words in the correct order, the way they appear in the Chumash, and you shouldn't rearrange that it should make sense in your language. So that's what others are not so keen on that Rabbi Kivega. So that's the Gemara's Chiddush. That if you say a bracha in another language, it's not at all a literal translation. Not at all a translation from the bracha of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, it's still Yotz. The Gemara says, Gufa, they're going to go back to the topic that they raised before. There was a machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan regarding any given bracha. Called bracha Shem Askaras Hashem in a bracha. Rabbi Yochanan says, it's not enough Shem, you have to have Shem Malchus. Then Tosfos adds on, you have to have Melech Olam. Stam Melech is not enough. Kol Baruch Shem Malchus ain't a brach. Amar Abai Kavasi the Rav Mistavra. I think that Rav is right. Usually Rav Rabbi Yochanan Alochik Rabbi Yochanan. So if Abai thinks that we have a Braisa that reads like Rav, so Lechoyer we should pask like Rav. That's how Tosfos starts off Yesh Meforshim. The Mistavra Braisa Kavasi, we should pask like Rav because Abai has a Tanya Kavasi. You have a brisa, but then the Gemara by us, we have Rabbi Yochanan Tani v'lo shachachtem l'haskir shimcha malchus l'olam. So the way we have printed in our Gemara is the last line right before the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan patches up, he touches up that brisa, that sifrei, and he says it doesn't contradict him. So then there is no Tanya Kavosa. So why did Taisa start off Yesh Meforshim that we should pass on like Ra because it's a Tanya Kavosa? The Gemara answers up the Tanya Kavosa. It's Nishkin Kash. So the answer is. The answer is, it says on the side, on the margin, on the right-hand side, on that line, Rabbi Yochanan, Tani v'lo shachach mahaskir shimcha machuscha, it says, Kein ha'girsa gam barosh, v'hagos ha'mashal, umdom, mi teisus di mamask al ma'abai mashman deloy garsinu. Because teisus at the end, there's the kasha, the last two lines in this teisus. There's the kasha, the Rabbi Yochanan, loy kasha, lo tani machuscha, isn't the brisa in contradiction to Rabbi Yochanan's shita? So that's what it says in the Gemara. Isn't a contradiction? So the Gemara answers up. Rabbi Yochanan corrects the Girsa. He amends the reading in the Sifrei, and it should say, Lo shachachtem l'haskir shimcha malchuscha. It should say malchuscha. So Tosfos gives a different answer. Oh, Rabbi Yochanan loy kasha, the lo tani malchuscha, dote keruch lo kol hai, limni v'leizel. Tosfos gives their own answer. So apparently that's what it said. Apparently Tosfos didn't have this, Tosfos didn't have the Girsa like we have. The Gemara answered the question differently. The Rabbi Yochanan amends the text of the Braisa. Tosfos thinks that it's not such a. The kasha is not so insurmountable. Rabbi Yochanan can survive this kasha. So that was the Shaila. So the first day, Tosfos says, Yesh Meforshim, that we pass like Rav here, because you have a Tanya Kavase. Then they say, no. The Rishonim pass like Rabbi Yochanan. They don't pass like Rav. Pass like Rabbi Yochanan. I, the kasha from the Braisa, not so difficult. Yeah, what does the Braisa say? That on Erev Pesach of the fourth year, on Erev Pesach of the seventh year, this coming Erev Pesach, you have to recite Vidui Maisa. So the farmer has to say, Biyarti HaKodesh Min HaBaisa. And this is my Lefnei Hashem Alkecha. Interesting machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. How do you translate Lefnei Hashem Alkecha? What it means in the Beis HaMikdosh. The Ravid writes, the Rambam writes that the mitzvah of Vidui Maisa supplies Bein Lefnei HaBaisa, Bein Shalob Lefnei HaBaisa. Lefnei Hashem Lekech means like Yidavim Lefnei Hashem Lekech, in the presence of the Lord. It doesn't mean in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Ravid is Masik, he thinks You can only fulfill the mitzvah of Vidui Maiser by reciting it in the Azara. Lefnei Hashem means in the Azara. And the Rambam says no. Lefnei Hashem Lekach means like davening Lefnei Hashem. He talked to the Rebbe Shlom. So you say, Biyarti HaKodesh Min Abayis V'gam Nesati V'Lalevi, etc. L'Avarti Min Mitzvesecha V'lo Shachachti. What does that refer to? L'Avarti Milu V'Rechecha. I said a bracha. Lo Shachachtem L'Haskir Shimcha Olav. What bracha are they talking about over here? What? All the brachas are the Rabbanon. That's a pelu. All the Achranim is that kash. This is a Mishnah. The Gemara quotes a Braisa. It's a Braisa in the Sifrei, on that Pasuk. Sifrei Parshas Kisava, it says. On the right hand margin, it says Sifrei Parshas Kisava. But it's a Mishnah in the end of Masechas Maaser Sheni. When the Mishnah gives you all the dinim of Vidui Maaser. So the Mishnah has this comment. Lo Shachachtem Alahaskir Shimcha Alav. So what bracha are they talking about? How can the Tanoim interpret the post? All the brachas are only with the Rabbanon. So the Rajba, I think the Rajbo, the Ritva, the Rishonim say over here, it's referring to the bracha achreina that's recited after you finish eating the Shivas Aminim. The Gemara says, later the Machlok is Rabbi Gamliel and the other Tanoim, whether you recite Birchas Hamazon only upon eating bread, or upon eating any of the Shivas Aminim. So Rabbi Gamliel is of the opinion, V'chalta v'savata v'rachta Hashem l'kach goes on everything. Eretz chita sarag evinatayner, everything. V'chalta v'savata u'v'rachta. And we don't paskin like that. So we paskin Eretz hivsikulinyan. So what does mean Eretz hivsikulinyan? V'chalta v'savata v'rachta only goes on tochal balechem, about eating bread. And on the first half of the pasuk chita sarag evinatayner v'rimon, also if you eat, you don't have to say birchas hamazon, but you say me'ein sholosh. You say me'ein sholosh. So that's a machlokes is whether me'ein sholosh is the raisa the rabban. So here the Rashba, the Ritva, they say lo shachachti milavarechecha is referring to that bracha, to the bracha me'ein sholosh that one recites at the conclusion of eating. Means he took his grapes to Yerushalayim. He took his ma'aser sheni to Yerushalayim. The main part of eating ma'aser goes on the ma'aser sheni. The Yaita HaKodesh Ben Abai is that he took the ma'aser sheni to Yerushalayim. If he didn't give away the Truma Gedolah, didn't give away the Ma'aser Rishon, so he can't say Biyarti HaKodesh Ben Abba is Gam Nesata LaLevi. He's not telling the truth. But the main aspect of Vidui Ma'aser goes on the Biur HaMa'aser. Biur HaMa'aser, the main din of Biur HaMa'aser goes on Ma'aser Sheni. That's why it's a Masechas Ma'aser Sheni. The Ika din of Biur HaMa'aser is on Ma'aser Sheni. So the Ma'aser Sheni, the farmer himself, eats at Bigdusha V'Tahara in Yerushalayim. So when he finishes eating it, he says a bracha achreina. And they assume that is their Isa. Some Rishonim hold that was the Machlekes in Rishonim, 2 days in the Mechaber. Whether Me'ein Sholosh is their Isa, the Rabban. So if you assume it's their Isa, then the Kasha is Me'yushav. How can the Chazal Darshan Apasik that it's referring to saying Shema Malchus and a Bracha? What Bracha do you have that's their Isa? You only have Bichas HaMazon. What, he's eating bread? So maybe he is eating bread. Maybe he made bread out of the Ma'aser Sheni and he ate the bread in Yerushalayim. That's the only time it goes, and maybe Me'ein Sholosh is their rice. Okay, maybe Me'ein Sholosh is their rice. Yeah, so Rashi says not so. Rashi says it goes on the Bichas HaMitzvah. So that's the Pella, the Bichas HaMitzvah. That's not their rice. The Bichas HaMitzvah is only the Rabbanon. All the Bichas HaNenon, all the Bichas HaMitzvah, we assume is all the Rabbanon. How can it be? That's the kasha.
So
they can't say the Vida Maisa. Yeah, because it's not true. Yeah. So Rashi says it goes on the Bracha and the Hafrasha. So that's also a Pella. Bracha and Hafrasha only with the Rabban. So the Mishkan is Yankiv has in his Sefer on Brachas on this daf. He gives a suggestion. He says, it says, by Bracha es Rivka, v'yom ala chaseinu atayili alfi rabban. So Tosfos in Ksubas quotes a Medrash, the beginning of Ksubas. This quote is made by Rocha es Rivka, the Kan Lebichas Harrison Minatur. They recite Bichas Harrison. By Yomer Lachas, say no Atayili Alfa Revova, that's a separate thing. By Rocha es Rivka, a separate thing. They recited Bichas Harrison. And then they also gave her personal blessing. She should have a lot of babies. Atayili Alfa Revova. So what do you mean? They're interpreting that they said Bichas Harrison. They really said Bichas Harrison. What kind of an asmachta is that? And then the Pasuk says in Sefer Shmuel that when Shoal HaMelech was a Bacher before he became the Melech, before he had his whole career as the king, So he lost the asinus and he didn't know where they were. He was looking for the asinus and he met the girls, and the girls said he should go ask the Chayze, ask Shmuel HaNavi, Haroya, ask Shmuel HaNavi, and Shmuel HaNavi is going to tell you where the asinus are. So they told him, and the Gemara says he was very good looking, so they were chatting away because they enjoyed looking at him. He was so tall and handsome. Shalom El, Shichma V'mayla, Gavoy Mikolam, he's tall, dark, and handsome. So they kept on blabbering away and talking to Shaul. So they said, Shmuel HaNavi is going to come, who Yivarech Es HaZevach. Had nothing to do with his asinus that was lost, but they wanted to carry on the conversation longer. So what do you mean, who Yivarech Es HaZevach? He's going to say Shahakol before he eats the flesh. So Mustamim is going to say Bracha Shekedeshana bin Mitzvos Vitzvana Baal Chilos HaZevach. That's the Bracha that you say. That's the last Mishnah Psochim. That's the Bracha that you say before you eat a Korb Mishlam. So it sounds like there were brachas kodem anshei knesset hagdolah. Sounds like there were brachas kodem matan Torah by brachas Rivka. So that's what the Mishkan and Seankiv suggests. Maybe they always had brachas on inyoni kedusha. So maybe hafrashas truma umaisa sheni. Maybe hafrashas truma umaisa sheni are inyonim that have kedusha. And maybe he baruches hazevach to eat karbonis, and maybe kiddushin, the Gemara says, is an inyan of kiddusha. The Gemara says it's a lishna derabbanon. Dosa la kuli alma kehegdish. It's a lishna derabbanon to say hariat mukudeshusli. In Tanakh, you don't find such a lishna. A man gets married, you don't say hu kiddesh isha. Isha nis kadeshus. It's a lishna derabbanon, but it reflects a concept deraisa. Taisa says that there is an aspect of kiddusha in marriage. The Gemara says, "Ish v'isha shchina shui b'nei." Isha has the yud and Isha has the hey. So if they act properly, so this is ashuas hashchina. So that's what the Mishkan Esankim suggests in the Sefer him. Maybe that was an old minig from Kodem Atentar that I mean Yonim, where they understood that there's an aspect of kedusha. Maybe they always used to say brachas, and that's why it's a drashik mur deraisa. Lo shachachtim el haskir shimcha malchus cholov. That the practice always was, maybe you can't say it's a chi of deraisa, but the practice always was that they would recite the bracha b'shem u'malchus over hafrashas, trumas, and maizos, like Rashi says. It's a mitzvah sheyesh bo inyan shel kedusha. Problematic. I think we said over on Parshas Kisovai, must have said it this year. The Malbim on this pasuk has an interesting, fascinating interpretation, but it's shver to fit it in with the Gemara. He says in the Yerushalmi you have a lashon when the people will mafish truma. He said hareza truma l'Hashem alakol. Why does he say truma l'Hashem? Why does he mention Shem Hashem? So he says that was a din deraisa. When you carry Shem truma, you have to be maskir Shem Shamayim. Why? How come bismanas and nobody does it? So he says after the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah instituted the nusach habracha. And you say Shem Hashem in the bracha, then it's no longer necessary to say Shem Hashem in the Kriya Hashem. You yotze the din deraisa with the Shem Hashem that's mentioned in the bracha. But koidem takodas anshei knesset hagdolah, before they instituted the nusach habracha, so they always would fulfill this din deraisa l'haskir Shem Shamayim. Doesn't go on a nusach habracha. It's not going on a bracha. It's going on the Kriya Hashem on the truma. It's very difficult. So where does the Gemara see in this braisa that it's talking about a bracha has to have Shem, has to have a malchus? It's talking about Kriya Hashem truma. The truma you have to say Kodesh Lashem. Harezeh truma Lashem ala kol. It's very shver. The simple reading of the Gemara. The Gemara is interpreting the Braisa, the Mishnah. It's really a Mishnah Maaseh Sheni. The Mishnah assumes that you have to mention Shem or possibly Shem or Malchus Alib Rabbi Yochanan in the Nusach HaBrocha, not in the Kriya Shem of the truma. Okay. I better stop here. I have to leave early today. Let's see, Sunday, two of the boys are getting married, Baruch Hashem. Miller is getting married, B'shatay Matzlachas, and Neil Rich is getting married. So in order to get to Rich's wedding, which is in Medina Sayam, so I'm going to have to leave a half an hour early. Maybe instead of starting Shiva at 11:30, maybe we'll start at 11 o'clock on Sunday, and we'll finish instead of 1 o'clock, we'll finish here at 12:30. Okay, and tomorrow is, I think, a normal day, regular day, maybe. We'll try to make tomorrow a normal day. Okay.